to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. Welcome to the show. It's Friday again. It is Friday. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. My biblical question for this week, and it's a doozy. Why is evil able to work? Why is evil able to work with you? Why is evil able to work with you? Isn't that amazing? Nice question. You can get involved, folks, by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And some of you are busy traveling this weekend. I was watching the local news. They were saying that everybody and their mama are traveling because of the 4th of July weekend, I guess, holiday. And I forgot that 4th of July is next week. I remember when the 4th of July was like, used to be so fun, so much fun. When I was a kid, people would come home, family members would come home, and we would go to this church. And outside the church, you know, like they had like a park area. And we would go out there and celebrate the 4th of July. And then that night, all the teenagers, not all, but most of us teenagers, would go to the honky-tonk and dance all night. It was so much fun. But my country is so gone now, they have taken the fun out of all those things. Now you run the life of getting shot. What a mess. But if you're traveling or you're busy and can't sit and watch the show, you can you can podcast, of course, but you can be listening to the show by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. Amazing, huh? And we have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And you can podcast all the shows too. Don't forget that. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP on Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing. So it is Friday. And some of you know that every Friday is Get It Off Your Chest Friday. Every Friday is Express Yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached. Because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
Making sure that we're able to make every single solitary person eligible for what I've been able to do with the dealing with everything we have to do with. Look, if we finally beat Medicare.
What just happened?
By the way, the Border Patrol endorsed me.
What?
The audio cut out.
Well, it looked like it was going to be funny.
I know.
talk.
What?
Talk.
A video playing, but you can't hear.
Yeah.
What happened? The audio cut out.
The audio cut out. Okay. Amazing. So we're playing a video there, but the audio cut out. We'll play it next hour. All right. So last night, an amazing debate happened. Last night, Tuesday night. Thursday night. It was very interesting. And my experts are here, and they're going to tell me, well, not just me, but we will. And I haven't spoken to them at all about what they thought about the, what their opinion are of the debate last night. And they haven't spoken to one another about it. So everything is fresh. All right. Did you watch the debate, Jose? You did watch it? Okay, come back. So my experts are here, and we're going to, so your calls, I see your calls coming in, but they're on hold, so don't hang up. We'll get to them in a minute, all right? So my experts are here. We'll start with Hank of the Hank Report to my over there. What you doing over there? Hank of the Hank Report, Monday through Friday from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. All right. And an expert here on the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. And Joy of Friday, he black. Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And an expert here. And Hassan, the audio engineer, and an expert here on the Jesse Peterson Show. And to over there is the Anchor Baby of the Anchor Baby Show, Monday through Thursday at 12 noon and on Fridays at 4 p.m., and the Anchor Baby played the show. I mean, he showed the debate last night on his channel, on his show. So, hi y'all.
Morning.
Go ahead.
Nice.
I'm fine.
All is well.
So, Hassan, you haven't talked to any of the guys about what you thought about it, right?
No, sir.
Okay, you saw the debate. Would winning and losers, who and why?
Like who won, who lost?
Yeah.
Definitely Trump won, but it was sad, honestly. You know, I just kept thinking, like, who would you rather have to be your father? You know what I mean? And it was honestly sad to just see. I think everyone, I don't care what side you're on or what you got going on, or even if you have hate towards Trump, there's no way you could have watched that and not been like, this is a bad choice for us. This is not good to have him up here. And I think they're going to make some changes. I think late in the game, they're going to have to replace him.
Replace who?
Joe.
Oh, okay.
Because it was painful to watch.
That movie always made me cry. Okay, so Trump was the winner. Joe was the loser?
Trump was a winner. I don't think he did great. I do love him, and he's a legend. He's everything that we talk about. But, yeah, he won. But, again, I don't – you know, this guy wasn't even – the other guy wasn't even there. So – it's kind of a default win, but yeah, Trump won.
And what would have been great for you with Trump? You say you don't think he did great. What would have been great for you to hear or see?
I think just something that would have really, really been like, okay, this is clearly the right choice, just a moment where it was like a real victory moment, and it didn't feel like that really happened.
So something he could have said, you think?
Yeah.
Okay. That would have, okay. All right. So something that he could have said that would have been new to you or something?
Speaking to the mic.
That would have been new to you?
Maybe not new, but again, maybe more... Just a little more directly to like what it is that we maybe need, or you know, something like that. So I don't know, just okay. A moment where it felt like it could have been undeniable. Like, wow, okay, this is definitely, you know, this is definitely the guy for everybody. Everyone could have been like, you know what, even if I don't like him, what he's saying right there is what we need.
Okay.
You know, so.
All right. The Anchor Baby, you watched it, and you even played it live on your show last night.
Did some live coverage.
Debate, right. And what'd you think? Winners and losers, and why and when?
Of course, a total win from Trump here. Biden was in just, you know, for all the things that you could say about his cognitive decline, it really was on a pretty bad display, I think, on that stage. Things I would have liked Trump to zero in on when they asked him about NATO, what he specifically feels about how he would make a deal with Russia. I would have liked him to zero in on the child care thing they asked him about, what he meant about what he would do to make it easy to make families. Young people are thinking about that. I would have liked them to zero in on what they asked him about the deportations. I would like them to zero in on what he actually means on who's getting deported and all that. So those are my kind of initial thoughts on what I was watching. I honestly don't. The thing I don't like too much about the focusing on Biden's cognitive thing is that I think it comes down to it, and you'll see it in some of these clips, that people really have moved on from that. They don't care about Biden's. It's important to a lot of people on the fence, maybe, but for his voters, they're already there. The ideas were kind of there. And in my opinion, when Trump dealt with those ideas, I think he did a good job. I think he did a great job and showed kind of what's important.
Okay.
So initial thoughts there.
Nice. Friday, winners, losers, when, where, why, and how.
Yeah, so I watched the stream on Nick's stream. It's a great idea, by the way. I should have thought of that. Whatever.
You black.
We got to do it all of us next time. Great. So stuff that happens.
Great
like
idea. Because it was a great turnout for him. But, I mean, it's hard for me to tell who won or lost because I don't know enough about – because usually winners and losers based off of what you say and the things you talk about, right? So I don't know too much about, like, the things that they're saying. But I will say on face value, it's clear that Trump was the more cohesive person that was there. But what I will say is that Biden sounded worse than I thought. But he did better than I thought. I thought that he wasn't even going to be able to complete sentences.
Well, he did say something, and he mumbled through it.
Right.
And Trump, like, I don't know what he just said.
That was the one really bad one, yeah.
I don't think he knows what he said.
Crazy. Huh?
He said, I don't think he knows what he said. I don't think he knows Medicare. He's here.
It sounded so crazy. Even when he first came out and started talking on the mic, I'm like, cut his mic right now. It was so bad. But he was able to get off whatever he believes in out, even if it was a stumble, even if it was a stutter. He got all his stuff out, so I was shocked at that. God. But anybody watching will see, without having to know what both people are talking about, they can clearly see who is the person that is more stable. So that's what I think.
Okay. Hank, winners and losers, win, where and how and why?
Night and day, Trump won easily. America won, and CNN won. Good job, CNN. They got a big tapper.
Hey, he even loves CNN.
Yeah, Dana Bash was okay, I guess. I don't know. Barely there. Biden, he's kind of like lovable, even though he's so evil and decrepit, and he's been a phony politician all of his life. He's always been kind of real fake, but yeah, Joel Friday is right. He's like, he sounded so awful. He sounded like he lost his voice trying to practice. I heard that he was practicing debate at Camp David for the whole week leading up.
He could have been napping.
So I think he was shouting, and he lost his voice by that point. Or maybe he was just trying to pace himself. I heard that he was very boisterous after the debate, shouting to a crowd. Normally, he'll be forceful, because he's very forceful in debates, historically. And he's been at this, pushing his lies, because all he did was lie, for like decades. You know, he was the second youngest senator, he said, who came in to the government. And now he's like the oldest.
And the first shall be last.
Yeah. He made all kinds of phony accusations against Trump about the Nazis, about the all kinds of stuff. The rape and all that stuff. Trump's molesting somebody.
He said that.
Yeah. That was crazy.
So that was phony. And they try to, I see the stuff afterwards, they're trying to say, oh, Biden struggled and then Trump lied. No, Trump told the truth. And he didn't struggle.
Right.
He may have said stuff that was imprecise, perhaps. I don't know. Because I don't know the facts and details. But he was telling the big picture truth. Trump has always been strong ever since before he was even a politician. I remember him talking about China. China! And he made the point about China. He made a point about the immigration thing causing different problems with including the fentanyl. They're contributing to the fentanyl stuff. So it was nice. I didn't catch the abortion part of the debate at the very beginning.
Right.
I came in about 15 minutes late, and I was watching Anchor Baby, and then I was watching the TV later and stuff like that.
Amazing.
But he was right on, as far as I saw.
A friend of mine texted me afterwards saying, he was like, oh, Biden did good. I was like, yeah, give him a ribbon. And like, Biden, you get a ribbon too. You know how the kids, when they play kid ball, whatever?
Participation trophy?
The team, you give everybody
a certificate of participation.
I didn't get the clip, but Jill pretty much treats him like that.
Biden, you did good too, okay? Here's a ribbon.
There's a clip going around. It's Jill saying, oh, you did so great, and you knew all the facts.
To encourage him. Like
afterwards. I was like, oh, no.
You get a ribbon. You get a ribbon. You get a ribbon. And but another friend texted me, like, you need to make the point that Republicans need to encourage the people to vote out all these Democrats because we know now somebody else is running Biden. We don't know who's really running the government, the Democratic Party, but it's not Biden. That's for sure.
Puppet.
Yeah.
And so, and they've been lying all the time about it. And we need to get them out of the Senate, out of Congress, out of everywhere, because they've been lying, and now we know it. Here is from DD Geopolitics. Is that right?
Yeah.
Geopolitics. Biden called Trump a sucker and a loser. Watch this.
My son was not a loser, was not a sucker. You're the sucker. You're the loser.
Oh, yeah. President Trump?
First of all, that was a made-up quote, suckers and losers. They made it up. It was in a third-rate magazine that's failing, like many of these magazines.
That was when they were trying to accuse Trump of calling veterans suckers and losers.
Right.
It didn't make sense that he would even do that.
He had like a like somebody said something about a family member, he cried.
I know, yeah. Like he was all offensive.
Because he thought my son was in the Iraq.
Like, don't talk about my mama.
Yeah. There was a lot of moments that I'm watching Biden's reaction to what Trump's saying, and you could tell he's taking a lot of things personal.
Yeah.
His face, you can just see it all in his eyes.
I was hoping Trump say, shut up, Biden.
Yeah.
And just throw them all
That's
off.
That's what I wanted to do.
Shut up, Biden.
Sit down.
And you guys are aware that they was controlling the mics, right? They would cut off each person's mic.
Yeah, they muted them.
And so Trump or Biden, because they both were trying to respond a couple of times to each other, but you couldn't hear because they had cut the mic off.
Yeah. I actually think they did better this time around than last time as far as mics go, because before they were like cutting Trump off all the way.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that they...
I noticed, too, that there was a couple of times where Biden was stumbling.
Yeah.
And the moderator would say, okay, thank you, Mr. Biden.
Jake Tapper. Yeah, somebody said he couldn't fill his time.
Yeah, Jake Tapper came in like a lifeline.
A mama. You saw that, Hassan?
Yeah, they definitely threw him a life vest a few times. Like, okay, we got it. Let's move. Don't worry about it. Don't stress out.
Okay, we understand. You can stop.
But you know, when I heard about the muting of the mics and stuff, I thought it was kind of beta, and I was like, this is going to be dumb because you should be able to, you know, you can't. It's hard to have a debate when you're being controlled like that.
Yep.
But I actually think it worked out well.
Yeah.
I think however they did it, uh-huh. I think it was actually – yeah, it was good.
What do you think with the mic turned off thing?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I think that last time it was horrible. It was one-sided last time. The last debate 4 years ago,
right?
It was horrible. And I remember them cutting Trump's mic off all the time every time he would try to rebuke, but they let him
speak. What do you say with the mic?
Yeah, that's Joel makes a good point. 4 years ago versus yesterday is like the difference between the Hake Report shouting over each other and the Jesse Lee Peterson show, where it's orderly. Like, you wait, you speak, you have your piece, I speak my piece, and then if you talk over me, all right, bye.
I agree with you guys. What do you think about that, Nick?
No, I've had the similar thoughts. I thought it would be a little beta. I was saying last night that it worked out better, I think. And I'm thinking right now, I think it worked out better just because of maybe the mentality of Trump or the guys there, because CNN really didn't get in there that much. They kind of tried helping Biden there, but they really didn't need to get in there. What they did is they just used the time of their next question to respond to the previous thing. So
right.
And just real quick, and I want to say, to Nick's point, is that, the temperament, I think Trump is really being a real gentleman about all this, because he could really be going in and like knocking him out. You know what I mean? But I think he honestly feels – again, it's sad to see, regardless of what side you're on, to see that is just, you know, it's almost inhumane.
To have
this
Biden guy, all old. And
to have this guy up there.
They don't care about him.
Yeah, and I think
they
Trump.
They want what they want.
Yeah, and I think Trump is actually really kind of being respectful and being, he's kind of letting him, hang himself and let the people just see, look, without me bullying him or anything.
Yeah.
The truth is the truth. Yeah. You guys got to look at this and see it. You know what I mean? I don't even need to apply any pressure. This is like, this is self, this is self-destruction here. So.
Yeah, he was appropriate. He was classy about it.
I agree with you guys that they treated Trump horribly with the mic thing last time.
Yeah.
But I wish they had the mic on the whole time. But still, the debaters had sense enough not to really overdo it, talking to each other. But I like it when the mics are on so you can get natural reaction to it.
Yeah.
Because if I were debating Biden, I would have said, what day is it?
No, and I...
And you were like, no.
Go ahead. No, I think Trump's doing so well with this because he knows how to walk a fine line.
You would have bullied him as well as Hans said.
I would have said, who is your mama?
It would have no longer came about.
What's your
debate.
Birthday?
And that would have thrown Biden off for the rest of the debate. Yeah. The debate would have been over. Biden would have been trying to get out of there.
Which way to go?
I'm going home.
Which way is home? But I think that Trump is doing such a great job at walking this fine line because he's being wise about it. And he also knows that there are people, you know, that he's held to the way higher standard than Biden is. So if he messes up a little bit, all they have to do is point to that, and then that would be their excuse to take away. Oh, I can't say that, but for it not to be in his favor, right?
I disavow.
But it's kind of like the thing that you talk about, the if poem is like not talk too wise, not be. That's what Trump did yesterday because he could have easily just like poked at all those little things because it's insane and people would have loved him for it, but it wouldn't have looked good for him professionally.
But so. I thought it was really funny when Trump was looking at him and Biden was trying to talk and then the last words, you didn't know what he was saying.
Yeah.
But Trump, like, I don't know what he just said.
Yeah.
I don't even think he knows.
There's a little jab there.
And I saw, I never turned over to CNN to get their response to it. And I saw this one female reporter. She was interviewing the ex-mayor or something of New Orleans, I think. And he's now helping run Biden's campaign. Mm. And she was like, what are we going to do now? What's the Democrats going to do now? Everybody's saying, you got to get Biden out of there. The Democrats are desperate, something like that. The Democrats are desperate now to find somebody. That was awful last night.
Wow.
And even they had the Democrat, you know how they have a group of people sit around and watch it, and then they get instant responses from those people? What do you call those people?
Panelists. Town hall type.
What?
Like the regular people, right?
Regular folks.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's like off the cuff.
Wow, what's that word?
Town hall.
They have you sit there and watch it, and then as soon as the debate is over, they have you come in what you thought about it.
Reaction.
And they were all, I think they were all Democrats. And they were like, that was bad.
Wow.
They were like, he's senile. One lady said, he's senile.
Terrible.
And then one guy said, that ain't gonna work. And so as a result, I think something like 57% of the people said Biden were awful.
Wow.
That's right.
And that's
Yeah, I mean, people it was in general like 60-something.
Democrats.
The CNN poll had 60-something percent and 30-something percent Trump won over Biden.
Something like that. Right. And so the Democrats are running scared this morning. They don't know what to do after last night. And so this guy was trying to say all these things about Trump. And that woman was like, well, Biden should have said that last night.
Right.
Biden didn't say that. Let me take a break, and we'll come back and finish up on this and your phone calls. Quick break. Back in a moment. I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare. It can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. The blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663. Okay, folks, welcome back. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. And we're going to get to your super chats and your phone call with the experts as well. We were commenting on the debate last night. I'm so glad that I told you, and I'm always waiting. I have a wait-and-see attitude. That way you're not disappointed. And so I think that those who did wait to see what happened and not have this already planned out in their head who's going to win or lose, I bet you have more fun with it than those who had in their head what's going to happen, right? Because it didn't go any way I thought it would go. My mind was trying to tell me. And I thought that they were going to have, see, all thoughts are all lies all the time. I thought they were going to have Biden more pumped up with whatever they gave him during the State of the Union address, right? But they didn't seem to, unless it didn't work.
And they should have, because
it ran out. It still started.
Hassan, you mentioned this thing about how Biden talking about the golf thing.
Oh, yeah. It was just funny that, like, we're talking about how Trump is, you know, being respectful and being a gentleman and trying to play nice as much as possible. But the golf thing just broke it for him. He's like, You saying you have a 6 handicap? The biggest lie of the night.
Talk about their athleticism, right? Like, who's like, more able-bodied?
Yeah. And it's so funny that that's the thing that just Trump just couldn't allow to slide. Yeah. He said, look, you know you're a lie.
Yeah.
You can't beat me in no golf.
Swing.
I couldn't believe he got that serious over golf. I'm like, we're talking about the country, and you're upset over golf, James?
Jeff said, enough is enough.
Bobby was like a big baby.
That is amazing.
I play better than you, and you can't beat me.
Amazing.
What did you expect from it that they would go like?
I expected it to be a horror show for Biden. Like, meaning, like, I didn't expect him to be able to even have enough energy to get out all the things that he said, because His mind seemed to have been working faster than his mouth. So he was stumbling and stuff like that. But I didn't even expect him to be able to form the sentences that he formed. So He did a little bit better than what I had in mind. But I think that is so, it is like crazy to, like, it is kind of sad when you think about it that the Democrats, and it's kind of weird that now they're kind of like, oh my God, that was so bad. But the Democrats this whole time have seen Biden
be so insane. He's been falling.
Yeah.
And falling asleep at those little presidential events and
trying to find a chair that ain't there.
And then you're reaching to shake hands, nobody around. And he like tried to find a way off the stage
in the wrong way, all over the place. But it's so crazy because there's nobody in his circle or on his team,
even
his wife, that'll say like, "Listen, I don't care how you feel about this. You are not in good health. You should not do this."
Yeah.
But they have that agenda that they want to put him up there anyway, and that should be a total obvious move on the Democratic Party that they would even allow Biden to go up there and debate condition.
They want power. They don't care. They're using this man to try to maintain power and control. Yeah. So they don't care what they do to him. He could have fallen out up there. They don't care.
Yeah.
The doctor ran up there and gave him a shot or something. Get up.
Get back in there. But that should be apparent to America that Democrats don't care. Adrenaline shot right in the butt.
There were times when Trump was speaking, Bob was like looking at Trump like this.
Yeah.
You need to suck in your chin a little bit more.
Like, who is this guy? And where am I?
I felt like at times whoever was in his ear was like, "Close your mouth."
I saw him. Touches you one time.
Yeah.
I was saying, I wonder if this earplug about to fall out. Maybe Big Mama Michelle, somebody talking to him under the podium. That would have been funny if one of the Democrats was under there talking to him under the podium. And he went like, "Huh?"
I thought there would be moments like that. That's what I was thinking. I thought he was going to have like crazy moments like that. I was like, look, this is not going to be good.
So here is another from somebody.
Kanakola.
Biden and Trump discuss migrant rape. Watch this.
Look, there's so many young women who have been, including a young woman who just was murdered, and he went to the funeral. The idea that she was murdered by an immigrant coming in, they talk about that. But here's the deal. There's a lot of young women are being raped by their in-laws, by their spouses, brothers and sisters, it's just ridiculous, and they can do nothing about it. And they try to arrest them when they cross state lines.
Thank you.
There have been many young women murdered by the same people he allows to come across our border. We have a border that's the most dangerous place anywhere in the world. Consider the most dangerous place anywhere in the world. And he opened it up, and these killers are coming into our country, and they are raping and killing women.
Ooh. Terrible.
Fire.
He should ask, "By, do you know all these women being raped by these illegals?"
He's basically saying, Americans do it too.
That's
all he's saying.
Yeah. Like, it's okay because Americans are doing it. Yeah. They get raped by their dad and mama and sister and brother. Might as well let the illegal rape them.
No, that was so bad. And not only that, I mean, he's not wrong. Biden's not wrong in what he's saying, but the thing is that he denied after that's happening, that the people are coming across the border and they're dangerous people and they're raping. He denied that, and it's just obvious.
Hear it almost every day now.
There's so many cases you can't keep track of.
Right.
Absolutely. That was for Biden, too. He was supposed to dunk on that, but it was just an opening for Trump.
Yeah.
Amazing. And here's the last soundbite that we have here. And that was painful. That was painful, said some CNN host post-debate. Watch this from CNN.
That was painful. I love Joe Biden. I work for Joe Biden. He didn't do well at all. He did not do well at all. And he looked... You know, I'll give you the analysis. You know, kind of have the old man versus the con man. I can walk you through how I'm supposed to see it and say it, but I just want to speak from my heart. I love that guy. That's a good man. He loves his country. He's doing the best that he can.
You say, Nick?
He's doing the best that he can, guys. Come on.
Oh,
but I left that in because the thing, if I may present a little devil's avocado in that for some Trump supporters, for not all, a lot of us are maybe more in reality, but some, for some, of the, for them, it's like, wow, they see Biden, they see the gaffes, they see the cognitive thing, and they think it's a blowout. It's totally over. But I think it's a little closer than people think, and it's because of this. It's because of what kind of Van Jones is expressing, and I think there's a segment of the population who doesn't care about the gaffes, pretty much basically admits that he's a puppet, is fine with it, but believes that it's just a better choice in some weird backwards way. So that's why I left that in.
Nice. Yes.
Well, just real quick, I just want to say, I mean, Van Jones is just a complete just joke. And
no.
But, you know, I also think that for the Democrats, like, I don't – it really hurts them. They need to just – it doesn't help them having Joe. I don't even get it. Like, if they had Michelle Obama, they'd be smoking right now.
And they would have a lot of ribs.
But they'd really be like, they'd have the women, they'd have the minorities. They could make it like a race thing. Like, oh, you're not going to vote for this black woman. You know, they could do this whole thing. I don't know. They're really dropping the ball.
But they have Kamala Harris. Is she black?
That's true. Barely. That's true. But
she doesn't seem black.
Yeah, she.
Where has she been?
Even though I kind of like her, though. I kind of like her.
You like her?
I mean, she has like an interesting quality about her. Like what? How James says that certain people have like endearing qualities.
He said this about the black people.
And about Biden.
Not certain people, black people.
They're entertaining.
He said the blacks are very entertaining. Something like that, right?
Yeah.
Amazing. And you say?
Yeah, I mean, I just, it's hard for me to, for one, I'll say this, is that I guess I was a lot nicer to Biden than his even own people. They're like, that was bad. But the thing is that what surprised me, it's hard for me to even believe what these people are saying, because they act like this is just the first example of Biden looking crazy.
Yeah.
Like, this has been, and you've been backing him and putting him up there, and now all of a sudden, oh, it didn't look so good. Oh, that looks bad. Like, he's been on the decline.
You make a good point, because they've been saying all along, Biden is Biden winning.
He's sharp.
Biden is smart. He moved good and blah, blah, blah. Mm. And they act like we didn't know what was going on, or they didn't even know. But now they're crying in their milk because everybody has seen it. Yeah. But they have already seen it. Yeah. Everybody already knew it. You can ask a bum on the street and they knew it.
You know what I think it is? I think that now they see that everybody sees it. So now they're trying to agree with it to not make them look bad.
I wonder if they thought that Biden was going to do better or something last night. I don't know, because they're crying. This morning, I've never seen a bunch of crying people before. And you just heard it right there with that guy. What did you say, Jay?
I know. I thought he was going to do better last night. Because normally he does. He does okay. I mean, he does okay in the sense that he's loud.
Yeah.
He's loud and he's shameless. And he was a bit shameless. That's what I like about him. He's kind of, he's just his evil self. It was funny what Van Jones claiming, the old man versus the con man. No, the old man was the old con man. He's a phony politician.
That's what the Democrats have been doing all the last 3 or 4 years, conning us.
Yep.
They won't even put money in our country to shut down the border, to deport the criminal, put people back in jail. They sent all the money over to Ukraine and everywhere else but in America. That's been going on forever. And everybody like, why don't you help us? It's our money.
Yeah.
But they won't do anything. What a mess.
Like, you could see at moments in the debate when Trump is confronting Biden over issues that he's ignoring.
Yeah.
Because Trump, it's like clear that Trump cares about the country. He's not just trying to score some dumb point against Biden. He's like serious. He's like, this is a serious issue.
I'm so glad that Donald Trump accepted this debate.
Me too.
And it was an awful situation. The average person probably would not have accepted it. You got to turn your, they're going to turn your mics off.
Yeah.
You can't say this and do this and that. They got this, the worst modern debate, not your friend up there, right? Yeah. You know they're against you.
Hosted by CNN.
Right, by CNN, everything. And Trump said, yes, I'll do it.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
He ran to it and not away from it.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, even Republicans, like, I don't think Trump should have taken this. They don't look at all these restrictions and things he can say and do. But he did it anyway. He did an amazing job walking into that situation.
Yeah.
Yep. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. Handled it like a man.
What manner of man is this?
I'm not surprised that Van Jones... I'm not surprised. I think that Van Jones was maybe sincerely emotionally, quote-unquote, loving Biden, because Biden is one of those phony politicians who's like, he'll touch you to make you feel good and make you feel good about him.
Yeah.
That's
Van Jones also is that guy that we played years ago where he was like breaking down on camera.
I remember,
yeah, like full out emotional type of guy. So he is like, I don't surprise him.
They used to say that he was a communist.
Who?
Van Jones.
The whole Democratic Party is a communist.
No, I think he was like a real, and then he denounced it.
The whole Democratic Party is a real communist party.
I think that's why they kicked him out, because he used to be in the Obama administration, I think, way back.
I don't remember him being a communist, but I just know the Democratic Party is a communist party. Yes,
do you guys remember them getting to immigration at all? You know how the Jake Tapper, they had like segments and they were like, okay, now we're getting to the economy. Now, did they ever do one on immigration? Like they got to touch on it over.
Yeah, they should, not a lot. I expected more about it.
I don't think they even asked a question about immigration.
According to Brave AI, Van Jones, in a 2005 interview, said that he had become a communist by August 1992.
Wow.
He was involved with the Revolutionary Communist Party, RCP, responsible for the 1992 Los Angeles riots after the Rodney King verdict. So,
oh, man.
And then he, so anyway.
You're right. They didn't touch on, I don't remember them touching on the immigration issue.
Even once.
Trump did.
Yeah, he Trump did. Like, he had brought to, like, it force in. It. He had Trump, to, like, bring it Trump in. Talked about it. At different moments, yeah.
I mean, let's take a couple calls on this. We're right out of time here. Let me go to Mike out of Southern Ohio. Mike, welcome to the show. You're on with the experts.
Hey, what's up, brother?
All is well.
Yeah, I was calling just to talk about the debate. I called last Friday. I don't know if you remember me. But,
never ask a black man if he remembers.
That's funny. Yeah, I hear. I got some stuff written down here while I was listening. Hold on. Let me pull it out. Yeah, I was gonna say a lot of people have been reading a lot of stuff where people are like, oh, I feel bad for Joe Biden and stuff because really I kind of do.
Stay close to your phone.
Come back.
Sorry, he's real there. He's just, I don't feel like I almost have any mercy for him at this point. They've kind of lied their way into making us. They've been lying from the start.
Yeah,
and we've been saying this is going to happen. We've been saying it from the beginning that he is not going to make it. Like he's on a cognitive decline, and it seems like now. They are acting shocked, like they're totally, oh, we didn't expect this. How could you not expect it?
Yeah, that's the point that Joel and I were talking about earlier. They act like they didn't know until last night that Joe Biden has issues.
Yeah, they're acting brand new. And then the CNN guys afterwards were like, oh, I like the guy. He's a good dude. You know, and then they all want to call Trump a liar. It's like they're not going to acknowledge the fact that they've been lying to us, saying that he's totally cognitively aware,
right?
And that was shocking to them. That blows me away, like the irony in that. Like and I think it's probably just going to be a vote for Kamala Harris. They want us to vote for, or they're going to ship him out, and they're going to put somebody else there, you know, just as bad.
Do you think that they would excuse me, do you think they would try to put somebody else in at this time? Isn't it too late?
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
It's not too late. Oh, that's why they had the early debate then.
Yeah, I believe so. I've been reading that. I've been hearing that they made it earlier. So I don't know if it's true, but it's just, that's what I assume, because there's no way he's going to make it. There's absolutely no way.
Yeah, I can't see him holding out until November.
Holding out until next year either.
So. Right.
I mean, I seen a funny post on Instagram that said they had his only goal at the corner of the night, and it said live. And I was like, yeah, that makes sense, because he's about to freaking die.
Well,
he's definitely about to die.
Oh, so they're having a National Democratic Convention in July, Dave? Did you write that?
Yeah.
I think.
Oh, no. That's the Republican National Convention. It's in August.
That's when
August 19th to 22nd, 2024.
The Democratic Convention?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Amazing. Thank you, Mike, I appreciate you.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Let me go to.
Can I say really quick? Another 4 years, there's no way that Biden can get through that.
Biden, look like he can't make another four minutes.
That's what I was saying, but there's no way that another, they would have to switch. They would have to switch him out. But
yeah.
Yeah.
Did I see Gavin Newsom there in the crowd?
Maybe.
There was a white man look like Gavin.
Might have been.
Yeah, good hair.
I heard it. I saw some scene of him on camera.
I think he would be in an interview, like out in the big room somewhere.
That was somebody that they were trying to maybe push for president. It sounded like
they may go and do it now.
Yeah,
but I don't know. But they have to get a black person, because if they don't get a black person, the black people will get mad.
Isn't that what Kamala's job is there for? In case. Isn't she the next one in charge?
They know that she's just not liked.
Right. And they know if they keep her, it's over.
But by law, they can switch it up completely? Like, they're like, bye. Yeah. Move. Oh, interesting.
Yeah, they can get rid of her so fast and make her head swim.
I didn't know that.
She's already talking about, or I haven't heard her say it, I don't think, but the rumor is she's going to run for governor of California. That's her way out to say, hey, I know I'm out of here.
That's funny.
If that's true, that she's going to run for governor. Let me go to Tyler out of our Iowa. Tyler, welcome to the show. You're on the air with the experts.
Good morning, Jesse.
Hey, Tyler.
Paul.
Hey there.
Hello. And so I've been listening to you guys. I tend to agree with most of the opinions that have been expressed. It was a real clown show last night. Except I just, I've never voted before. And the last time I called in, I asked you who you had ever, who was the first person you voted for. And I can't bring myself to vote for either one of these guys.
You have never voted? How old are you?
I'm 31.
And you have never voted?
I have no intention to, with the, the state of America, the way I think people lie, they talk out of both sides of their mouths. I don't know what's going to happen, but I don't plan on ever voting for a politician. I think they
are. If you don't vote, you can't complain about anything, right?
Exactly. So actually, that's an excellent point. I had a government teacher back in high school who said, if you don't want to vote, no big deal, but don't complain.
Right.
So that's totally correct.
Amazing. Thank you, Tyler. I appreciate it, buddy. 888-7753. Let's get a couple. Thank you, Tyler. Let's get a
couple of super chats. Jack bought a coffee. Van Jones is from my hometown, Jackson, Tennessee, a Democrat-run hellhole where shootings and violent crime happens every day.
Amazing. Thank you.
Over on Cash App, Luis says, keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was yesterday. Nick LaBoy, most men today are soft like pudding instead of solid like concrete. They're quick to jump to conclusions instead of listening first and speaking last.
Amazing. Thank you. Let me take a quick break. Let me hear from the experts. 2 more hours to go. Back in a moment. Amazing. The hate news, not the fake news, coming up. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
Mm-hmm.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour one already of Get It Off Your Chest Friday. It is June 28th, AD 2024. There is one line open. You can call in right now during Hake News, Not Fake News. And JLP will be right back to your calls, the rest of the Super Chats, and more great stuff. Passenger traffic at U.S. airports is on pace to make today the busiest day ever for the Transportation Security Administration, the TSA. They're predicting more than 3 million passengers screened, likely creating longer wait times and crowded checkpoints. Huh. And the little debate recap, courtesy of Commie Nonsense Network, CNN. Alarm bells are ringing among top Democrats. I call them demon rats, top of the dung pile, over the 2024 race after our second worst president to Obama. Joe Biden's debate performance left some to question openly whether he should remain the party's nominee. Crooked Joe Biden struggled to articulate thoughts at points, while our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, went on the offensive and steamrolled through multiple lines, often with abject falsehoods, according to Commie Nonsense Network. The candidates sparred over the economy, immigration, foreign policy, and more. Crooked Joe Biden missed several opportunities to fact-check Trump, supposedly, right? And counter him on issues like abortion, where the Democrats have supposedly an edge on voters who are supporting of killing the babies for the sake of the woman. The Trump campaign declared victory. Biden's team brushed off concerns. Vice President cackling Kamala Harris admitted Biden had a slow start, but urged Americans to focus on his accomplishments. What are they? Don't know. According to a CNN flash poll, 67% of debate watchers said Trump turned in a better performance compared to 33% for evil Joe Biden. And religious freedom. Commie Nonsense Network pretends to care about religious freedom. All Oklahoma schools required to incorporate the Bible and the Ten Commandments in their curriculums, effective immediately. The state's top education official announced in a memo on Thursday, yesterday, quote, "The Bible is a necessary historical document to teach our kids about the history of this country and to have a complete understanding of Western civilization and an understanding on the basis of our legal system," so said Oklahoma State Superintendent of Public Instruction Ryan Walters. The memo follows a law enacted in Louisiana last week that requires all public classrooms display the Ten Commandments. A group of Louisiana so-called parents and so-called civil rights organizations, also known as communists, suing the state over the new law, saying it violates both the Supreme Court precedent and the Foist Amendment. The First Amendment. Read about it. What a mess. And Uvalde, where that young Hispanic dude shot up his grandma in the face and some kids, a grand jury is indicted. Two former Uvalde school police officers in the supposedly failed law enforcement response to the 2022 mass shooting at Robb Elementary School, ROBB, that left 19 children and two teachers dead. Former Uvalde Police Chief Pete Arredondo and former school police officer Adrian Gonzalez. They are named in the indictments, which represent the first criminal charges filed in the massacre. They both face felony charges of abandoning and endangering a child, Uvalde District Attorney Christina Mitchell, a woman, told a local newspaper. A total of 376 law enforcement officers from multiple agencies responded to the scene the day of the shooting, second deadliest at a K-12 kindergarten through 12th grade school in the United States. However, officers waited 77 minutes, an hour and 17 minutes after the 18-year-old gunman, entered the two adjoining classrooms before storming in and killing him. They stormed in and killed him. What a mess, huh? And that massive AT&T, T-Mobile, and Verizon outage on Thursday. Did you guys hear about this? Disrupted communications for U.S. customers traveling abroad. The devices impacted, temporarily unable to make calls, send messages, and use data. Several providers impacted by a third-party vendor's issue affecting international roaming service. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 2.
to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth, instead of dividing them with lies. We also are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show already. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And my biblical question for this week, it's a doozy. It's a Mamma Mia, Hola, Si, Señor. Gracias. A doozy. Why is evil able to work with you? Why is evil able to work with you? Isn't that an amazing question? Yes, Jesse. That is an amazing question. You can, if you're busy anywhere in the world, you're out and about, you could be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad, no matter what you're doing and where you are. You can be listening by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. Amazing, huh? And we're going to finish up with some of the super chats, too. To donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Friday. It's Get It Off Your Chest Day. It is. Whatever is on your mind, Express Yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug. You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
Making sure that we're able to make every single solitary person eligible for what I've been able to do with the dealing with everything we have to do with. Look, if we finally beat Medicare.
What just happened?
By the way, the Border Patrol endorsed me, endorsed my position.
Nearly half of young Americans believe that immigrants improve our nation's culture.
And a majority of young Americans would feel comfortable with an immigrant moving in next door.
Residents of this Corona neighborhood recognized him from this wanted poster.
Big celebration for those working to help LA's unhoused population. It's taken 3 years, but the Weingart Tower is finished.
A gym? Music, art, recreation are all the things that are needed to heal.
What a mess. My Nick, the anchor baby, just gave me this soundbite on what happened, Joe Biden clip. Right after the debate last night, and this is my first time seeing it. I just seen a little portion of it. I wanted to show you what child abuse, old people abuse,
elder abuse.
Old people. What's the difference between old people and elders? Hate said elder abuse. What's the difference?
I don't know. That's just how it's called.
I'm sorry? That's, I can't hear you.
That's just how it's called.
Old people?
Elder. Elder abuse.
And then who are the old people abuse?
There's no such thing as old people abuse.
So an elder abuse is not an old person?
Right.
Oh. I want y'all to see this. This is another example of what evil look like. Watch this. Where's this from?
Oh. Joe, you did such a great job. You answered every question. You knew all the facts. But let me ask the crowd, what did Trump do? Why?
And Joe looked like he believed her. That is evil. That was from Fox. Is this supposed to be that man's wife? Didn't I tell you husband and wife don't love each other? Nobody loved nobody. There is no love. That's horrible. And Joe stand up there and looking like, what debate? That's evil, folks. That's that man's wife doing that to him. And then she making the audience lie. In case you missed that, I just want to play it one more time. That was from Fox. Joe Biden gushes over president's debate performance despite poor reviews. She better go look over at CNN. They're not gushing. They ain't happy. Watch this.
Joe, you did such a great job. You answered every question. You knew all the facts.
Oh, man.
And let me ask the crowd, what did Trump do? Why?
He like, thank you, Mama. He's looking, she's making him looking even worse now. That's what evil looked like. Hassan, I guess you really feel bad for him now, right? You say you felt bad for him during the debate. You must be in tears right now.
Yeah, that's rough. That's like when you're a kid at a little league game and your mom is doing the most or something.
And the crowd and everybody lying to Biden. What do you think about that, Hank?
It is. It's like treating him like a child or an old. I used to go to this senior center that had Alzheimer's patients and talk to them.
Yeah.
And that's how I would talk to them. I would be like overly. It's pronounced gushing, by the way. Gushing.
What did I say? Gushing?
Yeah.
I'm black.
Right.
In the black community, it's gushing.
Yeah.
In the white community, it's gushing.
But they can't even talk normal to him.
No.
And he's like frozen. What a mess.
They even got the.
And they lied.
Right.
They're accusing Trump of lying. What a mess.
Up there lying to Biden right in front of his face. Like he's some retarded kid. His stupid wife. Hey, Joe, you did great.
You've said a couple of times now that his wife doesn't love him.
She doesn't. I mean, that's so clear now, I don't even have to think about it.
Yeah.
She's making a fool out of her husband right in the public. And he up there looking like, what are you talking about?
And herself.
Yeah. But she doesn't care. Yeah. Long as she's the president's wife.
Crooked Jill.
Amazing. Oh, let's finish some of those super chats, then I take some calls.
Super chat.
Chucky V 70 yesterday. He's a monthly supporter on Rumble. Says Obama Thank phone you. In Africa too.
Amazing.
that's right. You had a caller from Burundi.
Burundi.
And that was piercing. I cut together a clip of his call,
right?
Guy from Burundi, East Africa, and I brought down the piercing noises.
Oh, good, yeah.
For a clip, yeah. Later. Anyway, thank you, Chuck V70.
Yeah, thank you.
My close and personal friend Jib Jab bought a coffee. Ever been to Nicaragua?
I have never gone to Nicaragua. I didn't know Nicaragua and Cambodia were close to each other.
They
Come
are?
Oh, man. Or something like that. Not Cambodia. What's that country I told you that?
Guatemala.
Guatemala.
Yeah.
Guatemala. I do counseling, and I counseled with a man from Guatemala. And it was deep. It was like, it was spiritual. And so I didn't know Nicaragua was next to...
It's Nicaragua.
What did I say?
I would say it, but I don't... But not on the radio.
Okay, let me hear you say it again.
Nicaragua.
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 There you go.
What?
No, the people demand that you keep saying it how you say it.
What, Nicaragua?
Right. Don't blame me.
I'm saying it. That's what I hear myself saying. I don't speak Spanish. Sí. Well, a little bit. Potica. Hola.
Potica.
Potico. How you
Hola.
Say it?
Right.
Poquito.
Poquito.
Just say it how you say it.
Say, sí, señor. Thank you, though.
All right. Bought our coffee. No message. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mobetta bought 10 coffees.
Amazing.
Not very pithy, but he bought 10, saying, with Mobetta's first true attempt at a biblical question.
What? Why is evil able to work with you, Mobetta?
A little nervous, so please bear with me. Here's my version.
He's nervous while writing? Or you say you're nervous?
No, he's nervous.
Oh.
I'm never nervous. How does evil work through me? That's his version.
No, not through you, with you.
Well, he says, I'm old, I've seen a lot. Evil shows up to my face very sneakily, catches me off guard. My instinct is to react, like fighting fire with fire. But after listening to you since 2018 and blah, 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 I'm going to try to shorten his message.
Okay.
I take 3 deep breaths in consideration of long-term consequences for my immediate reactions. Still, my remaining greater evil attempting to destroy me, sneaky temptation, the people who write every story I see on TV continue to attack every day. I'm doing my best to resist. Thank you and the experts for all you do. Evil works through me by showing itself to my face and challenges me every moment to resist. Oftentimes, I'm caught off guard and reminding myself to seek patience.
Amazing. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you, Mobetta.
And I'll respond on Sunday to the biblical question. Thank you.
Ashley also bought 10 coffees. Very generous.
Thank you.
Amazing. Thank you for all you do.
Thank you for helping us to help others.
Woozy gave a rumble rant.
You got to know how to rumble.
I had a terrible fever dream last night.
A fever dream?
Yeah, that every major network in the U.S. broadcasted live footage of elder abuse of a vulnerable Alzheimer's patient to millions of Americans. Crazy, huh?
It's amazing that the people around the world, including our enemies, see that or saw for sure last night that we have a president of the United States of America that can't function, appears to be out of it. Isn't that amazing? Just think about what our enemies must be thinking right now. Thank you, though. That's amazing.
Trump brought that up with Putin just laughing at Biden keeping that hostage in there.
Right. I remember that.
In Russia.
Yeah. What a mess.
Because Biden gives billions of dollars for every hostage. Katarina, 3 coffees. Why is it so important to forgive in person? Can we forgive from a distance? If I say that to my evil mother, I would open the gates of hell for my father and brother. I left the building long ago. Halo emoji.
Well, if you go and forgive your mother, you will close the gates of hell in you, but the gates of hell in her is already open. So you can't do anything about her hell, but you got to face that hell in order to enter into heaven. So you got to do it unless your life is at risk, meaning that she got to physically attack you or if she refused to talk to you in person, then you may can do it some other kind of way. But according to the truth, in order to enter into the kingdom of heaven, you must go and forgive. Isn't that amazing? So you got to shake in your boots, but you got to forgive if you can, facing her, so you can overcome the fear. Thank you. I wish you well.
It sounded like she's scared for her father and brother.
But she can't do anything with Mama going to beat them up.
Take it out on them.
Well, that's them. She's already taking it out on them.
Indeed.
So it won't be anything new. And that's not your problem, what they allow to happen to them. But thank you.
Another coffee from Katarina. Answering the biblical question, apparently, I guess.
Why is evil able to work with you?
The evil is able to work with us when our subconscious thinking
you're not us or our
is off guard.
So what?
When our subconscious thinking is off of guard.
Thank you. That's it.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
And another Rumble rant. It's me, Zenya. Great segment on the debate with the experts. Thumbs up.
Thank you. It was fun.
Kid Combo 1.
I have the smartest experts on this side of heaven. Isn't that amazing?
Amazing.
Amazing.
Kid Combo 1 with a diamond on D-Live. Misty wants to know if Jesse likes Nicaragua or Cambodia.
they both sound the same to me. I don't know. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. Let me just double check over on Rumble. I do believe that is all for now.
Thank you all. I appreciate it. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Let me go to Rocky, our first-time caller out of New York. Rocky, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
How you doing?
All is well.
Thank you. A biblical question, please.
Why is evil able to work with you?
Why is evil able to work with me?
Yes.
I don't know. Maybe because my dad left me when I was a kid, you know. but you knew my dad. He was half Jewish and half black. He went out to get kosher milk, and he never came back. What the? He also quoted the Terminator when he was leaving. He said, I'll be back, but obviously he never came back.
Hey, Rocky, so, Rocky.
Yeah.
Why is evil able to work with you?
Well, sometimes we get sidetracked, you know. We get a little emotional.
Rocky.
And I think that's when evil gets us.
Why is evil able to work with you?
Sometimes we get angry.
Not we, you.
Yes, yes. I also get angry.
And why do you get angry?
The state of life, the position I'm in right now, sometimes gets me angry.
And what good does it do you to get angry about your situation? What good is that doing you?
Well, it's not doing me any good.
So why get angry then?
True.
No, that's not a question. That was a question. Why get angry if you know it's not doing you any good? Why get angry?
Because I'm not able to think logically when I'm angry.
Well, no person can think logically when they're angry. That's why you got to overcome anger so you can have a clear mind.
Right.
So why don't you drop the anger?
Yes.
No, that was the question.
It's difficult. It's difficult.
What's difficult about dropping the anger?
Because I feel sometimes that I need to respond, but I don't really think. I'm like, okay, should I respond? But it kind of, you know, like in the moment kind of thing. It's like, oh, it's happening to me. Okay, what am I going to do? I'm going to respond. And then when I do, and then afterward, I'm like, oh, maybe I shouldn't have said that. I was kind of angry. I was kind of upset.
That's what anger does. It darkens your mind. It's evil. So why not just drop it so you can have a clear mind?
I'm trying.
And how are you trying? In what way?
Well, I meditate sometimes. I read books.
You don't want to meditate. You want to observate. You want to observe the anger and not meditate on it.
Gotcha.
All right. Go to rebuildingaman.com/prayer and start doing the silent prayer so you can observe those thoughts and come out of them. And let me know how it goes.
Gotcha.
Rebuildingaman.com/prayer, all right? And thank you for responding to the biblical question. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday, but let me know how it goes once you've done the silent prayer.
Gotcha. All right. We'll definitely know.
All right. 888-775-3773. Bella is out of California. Bella, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Is it Bella? No, Bella. I'm sorry?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now, Bella.
Okay. I had to go on speaker. Sorry,
that's
weird.
What?
I know. But how are you?
All is well.
Good. I called last week. But first of all, you sound a little bit like Biden. Where you're saying, what's it called? What are you saying? Nicaragua?
Oh, Nicaragua.
Nicaragua.
Yes.
Sound a little bit like Biden. I didn't do well. I will say that. But my
Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, my question last week was, how can Satan be a god?
Because you made him your god.
I mean, there's no you to make him your god.
What do you mean?
There's no you, right?
But I don't understand your question.
Yeah, so there's no, God is everything. There's nothing that's not God.
Satan?
And if we really think about it.
What point you trying to make? I'm sorry, Bella. What point you trying to make? It's not clear.
I'm not trying to make it's not like, I was just trying to discuss it. Is there a God and then a Satan, but there's nothing that's not God, or is everything God?
I don't understand the question.
Is everything God, or are there some things that are not God?
Is everything like what?
Is everything God?
Everything like what?
No, I said, is everything God? Are there some things that are not God?
Well, there is only one true God, if that's what you're asking.
Right. But, and one true creator, right?
Bella, hold on a minute. I'm going to let Nick talk to you for a minute and get your question clear. But don't hang up. I'll come back to you because your question is not clear at all. Let me go to Virginia and talk to... Is it Najee or Najee?
Hello? It's Najee. I'm black.
She black. It's Najee?
Yeah, it's Najee.
Nice. Nice name. Go ahead.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
I just wanted to let you know you are...
Speak
great.
Into your... speak right into your phone, Najee.
Can you hear me better now?
Are you on a speakerphone or something?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now. Go ahead.
Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah, my phone was acting crazy.
Okay.
But no, I just wanted to let you know you are great. You do great work. Everything you say is true and valid.
Najee, I'm sorry, your phone is messy. You have a bummer phone or something?
No, I got an iPhone.
Okay, stay right with your phone.
I'm at work. Virginia just sucks.
All right, go ahead.
No, you, the devil used to be my daddy, but he's not.
I do
silent prayer every day.
Now, hold on, now, James. Don't hang up. Because every time you start talking, you go back. But when you were laughing about it, then it's clear. But hold on, Nick can talk to you in a minute. Do not hang up. Let me go to the first-time caller out of North Carolina, David. David, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Nick Tarson, Nadia.
Yeah, thanks for calling, David.
Yeah, hey, I just wanted to make, you know, this is the first time I've ever called any radio show, and I've watched you several times. I pretty much stay busy, just working on things, retired. But last night, man. Just the way they put Joe in there. I mean, you know, I just felt so bad for him just because my grandfather had, Parkinson's.
Yeah.
And he was in a nursing home. And when I was a child, you know, I used to get in trouble a lot. So my mom made me stay with her most of the time. You know, she'd, you know, go visit him. I'd go with her. And the actions that he made.
Speak up a little bit, David.
So similar.
Speak up. Pardon? Speak up a little bit.
Okay. Can you hear me better now?
Yes.
Okay. But his actions are so similar to what my grandfather's were. And I knew it wasn't, you know, good for him. And the way they're pushing him out there, it's just not, I don't believe it's really good for this country to be going down this kind of path.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. They don't care, though, David. They don't care about destroying the country. Matter of fact, it appears that's why they are using Joe Biden so they can work through him. It's not Joe Biden making these decisions, I don't believe.
But absolutely not. Absolutely not. I've been watching Donald Trump for years and years, because I was in the construction field, home remodeling, all that stuff. I had my own business. I just got to the point where I get down on my knees and I can't do anything. So I'm at the age of where I'm in between Social Security or having to go to doctors and which I don't believe in doctors anymore. Instead of taking, the disability.
Right.
I waited about a year and a half until I turned 62. Thank God my wife works, and she, supported us. Just the way that it's indescribable what happened last night. I really think so.
They know his his wife doesn't love him. You saw the soundbite afterwards. She's like, "Oh, you did really good out there, Joe." She up there lying to her husband in front of the crowd.
Yeah, yeah. And the way she helped him down the stairs right after it, after he left the podium.
Yeah.
They put him out there like he's so active. And I don't see how he can make it 4 more years. There's just no way.
I'm thinking they have another plan that we are not aware of right now. At some point, I think they're going to throw somebody else in there at some point. I don't know when or where, but they have a plan because the Democrats love controlling the people, and they're not about to give up that control at this point.
Absolutely.
Amazing.
They did that on purpose.
Yeah. David, hold on 1 minute. Let me take a quick break. Oh. Back in a moment. I didn't hung up on you, David. Call me back.
And I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people
are unhappy, they're miserable, they have rough lives, they're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand, I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that, out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. All right, folks, welcome back. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. The Hake, H-A-K-E, report.com. And James Hake is on fire from 9 to 11. And then, what's today, Friday? At 12 today, thefallenstate.tv. Thefallenstate.tv. At 12 noon Pacific time. And at 4 p.m., the American Anchor Baby. Natural energy given to him by God. And then, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, I'll see you on Sunday morning at Fellowship. Fellowship is at 11 a.m. Pacific time. All are invited. If you're in the L.A. area, come on down. If not, you can watch it live at rebuildingtheman.com/church. rebuildingtheman.com/church. At 11 a.m. Pacific time, doors open at 10:30 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. All right? Amazing. So support Bond. Go to rebuildingtheman.com and make a donation. RebuildingTheMan.com/donate or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. I want to go back to the busy phone. Everybody and mama want to talk about what happened, the debate last night, and I understand it. So I want to go back to David. David, thanks for calling back. I accidentally hung up on you. Yeah. Thanks for calling back.
Oh, it's happened before.
And so you were saying about Biden?
Yes, sir. Like I was saying, my grandfather, he has the same actions. He walks just like he mumbles.
Yeah.
And like I was saying, you know, I just don't think that he's doing this. Like you were saying, you know, that they put him up to it.
Yes.
They put him up to it.
Yeah.
And they shoved him out there in front of all of us to, like you said, they're going to do something. And what that is, you know, is it right for us?
Nope.
As a country?
Nope. The Democrat never does anything right for the country, for sure.
Well, you know, I'm originally from Pennsylvania. Southwestern area down there below Pittsburgh.
Yes.
And when the steel mills all started closing and the factories all started closing, I moved to North Carolina. And I've always been in home remodeling and construction and so on. Well, when I got to North Carolina a few years after that, we had all these cotton mills. And they're all closed now.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're all shut down.
What a mess.
And yeah, it is. And that happened because of NAFTA. As soon as the Clintons put in the NAFTA, boom, they all left. or in Mexico. You really can't buy any clothing that's made in America.
I know, man. It's a mess. You know, when you were talking about your father and what was happening with him, my father developed that Alzheimer thing. And when I see Joe Biden, it reminds me of my father. At some point, he was like that when he would walk around, when he would look. It was like he was always staring and not really knowing where he was and who we were. And it just remind me of that. And there's no way that I don't believe that anyone in my family would have done that to my father, put him out there in the public like that to use him for personal gain.
Yes, it's embarrassing, isn't it?
It is. It should be, but I guess when you're hungry for power and wealth, it's not embarrassing to them because Joe Biden doesn't seem to care at all about putting him out there like that. And she's his wife, man. I just can't. I understand because she has no love, but it doesn't make sense that she would use that man like that. And his children would allow her to use, or anyone to use, Biden in this way.
Yes, and, you know, they said elder abuse or older abuse, you know, that's what it is.
Yeah, it is. It's older abuse. In a big way, man.
Yeah.
What a mess.
And,
Well, David.
I don't, you know, the only way we get away, you know, is to actually vote somebody else in there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean.
Right now we need Trump.
Absolutely.
If ever we need
him. About that?
Whatever we need the Great White Hope, we need him now.
Yeah. And like I was saying before, I've been following him since the 80s. And, you know, all his friends, you know, he was always friends with all the Democrats.
Yeah.
And you know, I was a Democrat up until Obama started health care, and then I switched Republican.
Right on. What a mess.
And, you know, I hate to say I was a Democrat, but, I mean, I've never really had Democratic views.
Yeah, I used to vote Democrat too, so I understand. But God,
I never really
God forgave me.
I voted for Reagan. That's when I started voting.
Right on, amazing, David. I'm gonna have to run. I got so many people I want to get to. But call me again, man. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
All right, you're welcome. 888-7753-773. Let me try. First time caller again. Nigel, right? Nigel. Nigel. I got it. Nigel.
Hey.
Hey. Oh, yes. Now you're clear.
Perfect. We can hear it now.
Yes.
Good. Yeah, I just basically wanted to call and give you your accolades. You're an amazing just guide, honestly. You've been making sure the devil's not my daddy. I've been listening to my man. I'm going to be real. When you say listen to your man,
yes,
like be obedient to your man,
yes,
that's real.
Yeah.
That's real. He has saved me from so many things. He saved me from myself.
Yeah.
He's made sure that I am the best mother I can be. He's holding me to a standard that I don't hold myself to, and that is powerful in a relationship, in a marriage, not just a relationship.
Yep.
And, and you even just with us listening together, he didn't marry me until we were together for 7 years. And he was like, yeah, we gotta make this official now. And I'm like, oh, my God, look at Jesse making sure I get married.
That's right. So, amazing.
Yeah, I'm telling you, you're amazing, man. You really are. You really are. And I'm so happy and honored I get to talk to you and just let you know that by you telling me to overcome the hell in me, the fear in me, just sit. That right there is power. And I don't think people understand that being able to sit and release is more powerful than anything. And that's literally all I wanted to tell you. I know you got a bunch of callers talking about the old man fight last night. But,
but what I want you to know is that you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Do the silent prayer and practice being present. Still lost in your head. You haven't seen anything yet. Wisdom will come that you didn't even know existed.
Thank you. I needed to hear that.
Yeah, your mind will become clear and your heart will become pure. But only through the power of love, through God, that will happen. So stay with it, mm-hmm. stay with it, stay with it, no matter what. Stay with it.
And to answer your biblical question.
Why is evil able to work with you?
The answer is because I allow it, and I'm going to stop allowing it. That's the answer to me.
Amazing. I want to respond, but I got to wait until Sunday. But I do appreciate it.
I'll be there Sunday.
Right on.
All right, Jesse. Have a good day.
You
too. I'd like to talk to you.
You too. Call me again.
All right.
888-775-3773. Let me try Bella again here. Bella, let's try it again. Go ahead. No, Bella. All right. I thought she was ready, but she ain't there. She ain't there. Let me go to Michigan and talk to Tyler out of Michigan. Tyler, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. How's it going?
All is well.
I had two questions, one regarding the debate and another, that's fine.
Okay.
The first one is regarding the debate when Biden mentioned Trump separating families and putting them in cages.
Right.
Do you think Trump fumbled the ball by not mentioning that it was Biden and Obama's administration built those cages?
Yes. I thought about that because it started with Obama and others. It wasn't started with Trump. And I thought for sure that he was going to mention that, but he didn't. You're right about that.
Yeah, we were sitting here thinking, like, you got to say it. You got to say it. And it never came up.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, and I don't want to make excuses for him at all, but I don't know if it's because of the restriction on time and they controlling the mic and all that kind of stuff. I'm thinking that Trump just tried to get in what he could get in.
Yep.
But I thought about same thing, Tyler. It crossed my mind. Like, that was Obama and Biden. It wasn't Trump.
And they covered that last time.
Yep, exactly. You know what?
They covered that last time, too. They argued about the same thing 4 years ago, I feel like.
I'm going to have to tell Trump next time to say, Obama did that, and Biden. So, yeah, you're right.
You know, I still think there's a lot of people that don't even know that it was those two men under their administration that started that program.
Yeah, I do, too. I don't think a lot of people were. I agree.
All right. And then my second question real quick is, us as Christians being God's army, how do we combat the Muslim religion? When Christians say we need to pray and leave it to God, while Muslims physically take action for their God and encourage families to have multiple children, there's 1.5 billion Muslims and growing.
And you say, how do you combat that?
How would you suggest we combat that as a whole?
By not doing anything about it.
God's will?
Yeah, I promise you, once you just stay present with him, God, you live consciously, he will guide you in what you need to be doing, and he will also work it out. He will give you the know-how to battle with everything. It'll happen on its own. Because we can't save the world. We can't save the world. No other human being can save the world. We can only save ourselves by working on ourselves.
Okay. Do you think that we should start encouraging, Christians to get back to the family and having more children so that we have more you know, soldiers, or you know, because they have 5-10 kids per family.
Yeah.
We're going to be outnumbered, I mean, real soon here.
Well, the one thing we need to do is vote in people to work for us and not against us, so they can cut back on all these Muslims and people coming into our country and bringing in all this mess. That's where the problem is. We don't have the right people working for us.
Yep, I agree.
Amazing.
Okay, yeah. That, I just wanted to get your perspective on it. I thank you for everything, Jesse, and you guys have a blessed day.
You too, man. Amazing call. Thank you.
Yep.
Bye now. 888-7753. There's one line open now. Let me go to Chan. I believe it's Chan, the first time I call out of Florida. Chan, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, thank you very much for taking my call. I'm a big fan of yours.
Thank you.
I'm just curious. Do you remember when, during the debate, when Joe Biden brought up about President Trump and the prostitutes?
Yeah, somewhat. Yeah, I do remember that.
Yeah, he basically made an allegation about, you know, him, you know, he's scandalous. He's having sex with prostitutes. He basically tried to say he's an immoral man.
Yeah.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. So, very quickly, are you familiar with Ashley Biden's diary?
I am. I've heard about it by way of the media, yes.
Okay. So, Ashley Biden is Joe Biden's biological daughter. That's right. A fact. That can't be disputed, correct?
Right.
Okay. So, there was a rumor out there that she had a diary that wasn't hers, but it turned out that the FBI 100% confirmed that everything in that diary was written by her. So can you just say, you know, you don't know if that's true, correct?
No, I don't.
Okay, so it was absolutely 100% confirmed by the FBI. Here's the part that's troubling that Ashley Biden wrote. She wrote about her father, Joe Biden, showering naked with her during her childhood. And in that same diary, she said, was I molested? Did he molest me? This is absolutely 100 billion% confirmed. So,
but you know what I... No, finish your point.
Ahead,
no, finish your point.
So, no. This is absolutely 100% confirmed. So if I was a father and my daughter, and this is brought out, I would say, this is crazy. This is scary. I would never shower naked or nude with my little girl. But she wrote it in her diary, and the FBI confirmed it. And she also said she talked about him molesting her. Now, you're listening to me, and you can say, you know what? You're a nutty caller. I don't know what if you're saying it's true. But it's confirmed. Confirmed 100%.
What I want to say to you, I do remember hearing all that, too, but during a debate like that, it's kind of difficult, especially that particular debate where everything was organized, turning your mics off and can't respond but 1 minute and all that. It's kind of hard to get everything in one debate. You know what I mean? But I do remember.
No, yes, sir. But can I ask you, do you know what I'm talking about in regards to that diary? Or are you a little?
I am totally familiar with it in that I've heard reports from it as well. And
do you agree? Okay. So hold on. Do you remember the 51 national who were they called? The controllers of the United States, where they said that Hunter Biden's diary was false. It was like 51 or 52 people said it's Russian disinformation, correct?
Yes.
Okay. This is 100% confirmed.
You mean about the laptop thing?
Yeah, the laptop.
Yeah.
But I'm going back to Joe Biden's daughter, his beautiful daughter, Ashley Biden. And it's not fair to bring up her name in this, but it is fair to bring up her name in this because no one's talking about it. She 100% wrote in her diary that she showered nude with her daughter. She remembered that.
Yeah.
What child, what little girl remembers showering nude with their father at age 11, 12, 13, 14? That's just not normal.
Is she
maybe
a part,
the mother.
Is she a part of his administration at all?
Say that again?
Is she a part of Biden's administration?
No, it's Joe Biden's daughter, Ashley.
You're right. Did she go to Hunter Biden hearing that it just had?
No. This was a diary.
No.
Okay, Joe Biden.
Chan, I'm asking you, as a result, if that's true about the whole book, has she distanced herself from the family, Or does she still get involved with him?
No. Nope, she has not. Can I just say one thing in 20 seconds?
Yes.
Okay. So Joe Biden's daughter, Ashley Biden,
You keep repeating it. I know all that now. And
she ended up in a rehab facility. She had a drug and alcohol problem. She had a diary. Her diary was left at that facility. Someone found her diary. Unfortunately, they tried to sell her diary. The FBI said it is her diary. In that diary, she talked about her father, Joe Biden.
I got to run, buddy, because you keep repeating the same thing. I don't know where you're going, but thank you. I appreciate it. 888-775-3773. Let me go to first-time caller out of Tennessee, OJ.
Hey, what's up, Jesse?
All is well, OJ. Thanks for calling. Thank you, Chan, but you're just repeating yourself over and over again. Go ahead, OJ.
So I've got a few questions, and I hope you can kind of guide me.
Okay.
Right. So growing up, I was raised Muslim, right?
Okay.
And, yeah, so I was raised Muslim, and I've seen the lifestyle. It's really beautiful, like, the Muslims that are portrayed on TV and in the media or whatever, you know, there's always going to be bad apples.
Yes.
But on the flip side, I've got plenty Christian uncles and family and cousins, right? And so I've also went to church with a couple of my friends, like my close friends. And so I've seen the Baptist religion too. So in this case, I'm kind of living the life that's kind of like Muslim dad, Christian dad. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay. And with this, like, seeing both lifestyles and everything, that's where I'm kind of lost at. So that's one thing. And then the second thing is, I was born to, my family's African. You see what I'm saying? We're from West Africa, pretty much. You call it, like, where they used to sell the slaves at. I can't say exactly what part my country would have played in it, you know, whether they were taking or selling slaves or whatever, but that's just where I ended up, my family tree ended up being from. Okay, cool. So now I see the other side of immigrant and being an American, because I'm kind of like what you call an anchor baby, too. I guess, or just first generation African.
You're an anchor baby in that you were not born, your mother got pregnant, and then she just crossed the border and had you?
Oh, okay, no. My mother got pregnant here while in America. They both lived here.
Oh, okay, so how are you an anchor baby then?
Okay, I guess I misinterpreted the term anchor baby, but I know I'm first generation.
Oh, yeah, anchor baby mean that these people get pregnant on the other side of the American border? And then as soon as they're about to drop you out, they step across the border and have the baby on American soil.
Okay. Yeah, so no, that's not how I played out, thankfully. But so you see kind of like how I grew up, right, and my thought process and everything.
OJ, can you hold for me?
I'll hold. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, let me take a quick break. 888-775-3773. When I come back, back to your calls and Super Chat. Hate news, not the fake news. Coming up.
Hey, listen, before I ask my question, I want to thank you so much. The silent prayer. You know, I'm 50 years old. At home, we have a 16-year-old, 14-year-old, and a 10-year-old. And I got to tell you, introducing the silent prayer to my family, instead of just sitting down and saying the same old prayer over and over again before we eat our meal, to just be silent, bringing all thoughts into captivity. Brother, that has been such a huge, huge blessing in our lives. I just want to encourage anyone to try that out. It's amazing to look around after we've done our silent prayer before we eat, to see the excitement in my kids' faces. Like, oh yeah, Dad, I had a bunch today. Or the other one will be like, yeah, you know, I had a couple things that I've been thinking about. It really takes root, Jesse. And so I want to thank you so much. And ever since then, it's been absolutely amazing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Tony. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. You're going to know God and His love. It's going to be amazing, man.
A A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour two of the J.S. Lee Peterson Show. It is Friday, June 28th, AD 2024. There is one line open. Hang tight, callers. JLP will be right back to your calls. But first, fake news on fake news. After the J.S. Lee Peterson Show, thehakereport.com. And then I forget what JLP said about the fallen state. The fallen state is normally noon Pacific time. Check out thefallenstate.tv. Let me check it out right now. Thefallenstate.tv. See if we have something coming up. And then, of course, American Anchor Baby, the flying high, but not on pot, at 4 p.m. Pacific time. Always a vibe. No Joel Friday on Fridays. He is live Monday through Thursday, 11 to 12 Pacific time. Joel Friday TV on YouTube and IG. And of course, Church with J.C. Lee Peterson on Sunday. Peru earthquake, a powerful 7.2 magnitude. That's pretty strong. Relatively strong earthquake struck off the coast of southern Peru. That's in South America, I believe. Overnight at a depth of 17 miles per U.S. Geological Survey. The quake hit 5 miles west of Atiquipa, around 370 miles south of the capital, Lima. No deaths reported, though crews are still assessing the quake's impact on communities and infrastructure. Communist buzzword. Prime Minister Gustavo Adriansen said that Peru's most... and most of South American Pacific coast are on the border of two tectonic plates. The South American plate, which includes most of the continent, and the Nazca plate, which extends across the Pacific along most of the coast. So I guess they have a lot of earthquakes there, maybe. The L.A. Lakers drafted Bronny James. That's LeBron James's son. That's LeBron James' boy. Bronny James, eldest son of... superstar LeBron James, 55th pick in the 2024 NBA draft on Thursday. The pair could become the first father-son duo to play in the league at the same time. Isn't that cute? That's cute. What a mess. Researchers are revealing a new analysis from a precious asteroid sample. Explain this, space deniers. A sample from an asteroid, Bennu, B-E-N-N-U, contains organic compounds usually found at mid-ocean ridges on Earth, suggesting that Bennu may have been part of an ancient ocean world. Cool, huh? I think it's kind of cool. Prince Harry, oh Lord, he's opening up about grief and bereavement. The Duke of Sussex, is he still the Duke? His mother, Princess Diana, died when he was 12 years old. He shared the importance of talking about emotions during the grieving process. What a sicko, huh? Shameful. 200 people the Justice Department recently charged in a major health care fraud crackdown. Dozens of doctors, nurse practitioners, and other licensed medical professionals were involved in schemes, allegedly. They racked up false claims topping $2.7 billion. What a racket. And Boeing is defending themselves. We have slowed down our factories to make sure this is under control. So said Boeing, stating that they're working to address safety issues with their planes by slowing down their assembly lines. Slow down there, boys and ladies. So aircraft don't advance with problems. This comes as multiple federal investigations into Boeing's operations are delaying jet deliveries and causing headaches for airlines and passengers around the globe. They call it a globe. Is that fake news? What a mess. The ladies at the Skim are reporting that yesterday the Supreme Court blocked a Purdue Pharma's controversial opioid settlement that would have provided billions of dollars to communities and victims while also protecting the Sackler family from lawsuits related to the opioid epidemic, the fentanyl crisis and stuff like that, right? Under the deal, the Sacklers, who've controlled Purdue Pharma since the 1950s, they agreed to give up ownership of the company and say pay $6 billion over 18 years to settle opioid-related claims, as long as they could be protected from liability. What a mess. I'm James Hake.
got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family. Excuse me, by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to this third hour of the show already. That's amazing. You can get involved. There's one line open at 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. My biblical question for this week is, why is evil able to work with you? Why is evil able to work with you? That is an amazing question. You can listen to the show live no matter where you are and what you're doing, right? You can podcast, but you can call the listen line at TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. All right? 605-615-4131. And then you can podcast it and all that. To donate, and we are going to get to your super chat, to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or rebuildingtheman.com. Rebuildingtheman.com. It's Friday. It's Get It Off Your Chest Day. It is Express Yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
Making sure that we're able to make every single solitary person eligible for what I've been able to do with the with the COVID, excuse me, with dealing with everything we have to do with, look, if we finally beat Medicare.
What just happened?
By the way, the Border Patrol endorsed me, endorsed my position.
Nearly half of young Americans believe that immigrants improve our nation's culture.
And a majority of young Americans would feel comfortable with an immigrant moving in next door.
Residents of this Corona neighborhood recognized him from this wanted poster.
Big celebration for those working to help LA's unhoused population. It's taken 3 years, but the Weingart Tower is finished.
A gym? Music, art, recreation are all the things that are needed to heal.
What a dumb female call herself the mayor of L.A. What a mess, if ever. We needed you, Lord. We need you now. Let me go quickly back to O.J. I put him on hold because we ran out of time there. And O.J.
Yo, can you hear me well?
Yes. No, I can. At first, I was hearing like a background noise. OJ, Okay. Are your parents here legally or illegally?
Right, yeah, they came legally.
Oh, so they're citizens of this country then, right?
Right.
So that wouldn't make you an anchor baby then?
Yeah, like I said, I guess I misinterpreted the term. And
you said it does? Why? Hold on, AJ, hold on. Why you say that still make him an anchor baby if he's here legally? I mean, they are here illegally.
Anchor babies are born to non-citizens. anybody who's not a citizen. If they're here legally, but they're an immigrant, and their child is suddenly an American, that doesn't, that's called an anchor baby.
Oh, so your parents, they're here like on a visa or something?
Right.
Oh, you're an anchor baby.
Just not born to illegals.
Right. I got you, but go ahead.
Well, yeah, I mean, I was pretty much just telling you my thought process and where I'm coming from, right?
Uh-huh.
Because I've been listening to you for a while, and you have helped me change a lot. Like, you've helped me understand certain things about me and family dynamic and even social stuff, right?
Right.
But right now, I guess my two biggest conflicts is where I'm going to go when I drop my body, because, you know, I haven't been living the full Muslim lifestyle. And at the same time, and I know you might not be able to understand on the Muslim side because you're a Christian, I understand that. But I've been doing research about a lot of religions, really only Christianity and Islam, and more like, you know, when people come on here and they say they're spiritual. So I'm stuck between like these three things. And what would you say about that? Am I evil?
No, I would tell you, forget about all three of those and don't try to live up to that at all, because they're just ideas and there's no way you can live up to an idea. So drop all three of those, the Christian, the Muslim, and the spiritual. And you just simply live your life being aware and you'll be fine.
That's what I thought, Jesse. Like, that's how I've been feeling. And, yeah, you kind of just confirmed that for me, because I see that whenever I just do what I'm doing, like, there's some things that my parents may disagree with me about, and I might just go ahead and go with it. And thankfully, I turned out fine, right? Like, I'm doing my thing.
Yeah.
And then, you know, that goes vice versa with other ideas. So, okay, so I take your advice there. Drop everything and just live a good, righteous life, and I should be all right.
And don't even call it a righteous life or non-righteous life. You just practice. Have you forgiven your parents?
Not in the way that you said to.
And how have you done it?
Mostly like just in my heart and in my understanding.
And why have you gone to them and forgiven them?
Well, because I know that is going to raise hell. And in my eyes, I'd just rather not deal with that.
How old are you?
I'm 24.
So is it going to raise hell for you or your parents when you forgive them?
It's going to raise hell between, like, our relationship. Because at one point, it was kind of really crazy, like, bad. And we've gotten way better. All of us, we're all growing and we're all learning. And, you know, once we all apply what we're learning, our life has been getting better. But even still, like, if I go, I pretty much, like, dig up the hatchet of what I feel like I've already forgiven him for, it's just going to bring up, you know, a whole lot of woulda, coulda, shoulda conversations. Like, well, remember you were doing this, or and then vice versa.
And how do you know what's going to happen if you haven't already, if you're not done it?
I don't know. That's just my thoughts lying to me, I guess.
Yep, 100%. And when you listen to thoughts like that, you're worshiping evil. You're worshiping the devil.
Damn. Oh, man. And I don't want to be evil. I'm really, like I said, righteous. I just want to be whatever the word is going to be. I just want to be good.
Well, then go ahead and forgive, and God would remove evil from your heart, and you would be of God, which is good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Naturally.
Yep. But you got to face your parents, especially your mother.
Yeah. You're right. And that's something I've been listening to you, like I said, and I agree with it. I just need to go and do it.
Yeah. How will you ever love your parents if you're not able to go and forgive your parents?
Right.
And no, that was a question.
Okay. How will I love them if I don't forgive them?
If you don't go and forgive them, how will you ever be able to love them?
It'll be a fake love. It'll be a love that, okay, I'm just saying I love you, but in my heart, like I said, I bury the hatchet, but in my heart, I'm still thinking about those things.
100%.
Mm-hmm. And those are those thoughts.
Yep. And it doesn't matter how they react or not react. Don't have an expectation of what they're going to do. Have a way to see. But whatever they do, you don't react to them. And you just say, you know what, I'm sorry for resenting you. I realize now you can help yourself. And I'm wrong for resenting or being angry, whatever we're being angry. And God will forgive you. And then you'll be able to, he will clear your mind. And you will have a clear mind and a pure heart.
Okay. That's making a lot of sense.
And then you will be neither Christian nor Jew. Nor Gentile, not Muslim, nor any of those things.
So, okay, yeah, so we're not going to put a term on it, because there's a term for someone who lives like that, right? But we're not going to put a term on it.
Yeah, don't put anything attached to it. You just live in the present.
Okay. That's what I'm trying to do, and I'm going to keep on doing it. I need to go and forgive, for real.
Yeah, you got to face them, because if you don't face them, the fear would never leave, because the only way you have the fear is because you resent your mother and father, especially the mother.
And right. Anyone that I don't want
to. Anyone that has anger has fear.
Okay.
And anyone that has fear has anger.
That's crazy. The way that you put it, like, I've heard you tell people this a million times, but in my case, you're making it make sense to me, and I just need to go and do it. So, like, for example, I should just go and do it today. And you know how you said the thoughts will leave and you won't have those ideas and everything after I forgive?
Once you forgive, the light will come on. The light of the Father will light up your heart. And so that it will separate you from your imagination, which are all those thoughts. All thoughts are all lies all the time. And then if you just watch, don't try to change the thoughts, don't be judging the thoughts, don't judge yourself or anything. If you just watch, then the light of the Father will destroy the darkness of the imagination, which is evil.
I got to do that. I'm going to do that, and I'm going to call you back and let you know.
All right.
For sure. Because you guys are helping me. I appreciate y'all, what y'all doing.
Thank you. Yeah, go and do it. And again, whatever they say or do, don't argue with them. You don't need to prove anything. You're just going to say, I'm wrong for resenting you. I realize now you guys can help yourself. But you don't have to argue with them about anything. If they should argue, let them argue by themselves. And you just look at them like you're looking at a crazy movie.
Right, just the same way that I should treat the thoughts is how I should treat evil people.
100%.
Wow, because that makes the devil mad, right? When you ignore the devil,
never argue with the devil inside of your thoughts, and never argue with him inside of other people's thoughts.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing, man. Just sitting there, sometimes just trying to beat what I think is God into somebody, and that's not gonna work.
No, you can't save anyone, so cut that out. You got to work on you, and don't be trying to preach to anyone. You just become a living example.
Okay, exactly.
Stop preaching.
Yes, sir.
Amazing.
Amazing. Stay blessed out here.
Right on. Let me know how it goes, all right?
I will. Thank you, Jeff.
All right, buddy. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Brooke out of Kentucky. Brooke.
Can you hear me?
Welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Okay. I was just wanting to ask you, who first taught you about God?
My mama.
Your mama?
Yeah.
And because whenever I was first taught about God, it was Catholic, and then it got switched to like Jehovah. Well, anyways, I don't identify with any of them.
Your parents didn't teach you about God?
No, not really.
Oh, okay.
And I wanted to tell you also that I had been doing the silent prayer before I found you. And whenever I heard you talk about the silent prayer, I was like, oh, my goodness, I've been doing that before I heard you talk about it. And I've been listening to you for years now. And I also wanted to know, read your Bible?
I'm sorry?
Do you still read your Bible?
I do sometimes.
Okay.
Whenever I get a wire hair, I pick it up and read it.
Yeah, because we already have it within us.
Yes. Have you overcome all your anger and everything?
I'm still working on it. Mostly, yes. But I still, sometimes it comes out sometimes.
So have you overcome anger?
Not 100% fully, no.
So have you overcome anger?
No.
And why not? If you've been doing this silent prayer, you said even before you hurt me, why haven't you overcome?
I guess certain situations in my life that... I need to.
So why haven't you overcome your anger?
I don't know.
Have you gone and forgiven your mother?
Yes.
And what did you say to her?
I told her that I forgive her for the crazy woman that she is and for having so much build up, the resentment and all that.
And why have you, how about your father? You went to your father?
He died.
Oh, okay. And so why don't you drop the anger? Why are you holding on to it?
Well, sometimes I do. I do good for a long time, Jesse. Like, I'm talking, I can do good for, it feels like, months and months. And then, I guess, whatever evil that's still in there, it comes out, I guess.
And so why, when you say you do good, what do you mean?
Well, I stay in the present. I do the silent prayer. I do good for a long while, and it feels like, I guess, whatever is still in there isn't out.
So you do the silent prayer every morning, every night?
Yes.
And are you watching those thoughts?
It's getting better and better.
And how you're watching those thoughts?
Yes.
And so why don't you drop the anger then?
I think that it's coming.
What do you mean?
Like, I think the more and more I'm doing it, I'm going to drop the anger.
If you drop the anger, if you drop the thoughts right now, you can drop the anger.
Okay.
Why don't you drop the thoughts?
Well, I sit and when I guess sometimes because whenever I'm having the thoughts, I react to them, I guess.
Yep. Because you still, you still believe that they're you and yours, so you're reacting to the devil. And you're calling it you.
Yes. But I am 100% every day working on that, and I want it to be gone, all of it.
So are you able to stop calling the feelings so-called good feeling or bad feeling, thoughts or whatever, are you able to stop calling them you?
Most of the time, yes.
And sometimes you still call you?
sometimes.
Why?
And then, well, then I have to, like you said, I have to come back to myself and sit and do the silent prayer again.
And why do you keep calling them you?
I have no idea.
How will they go away if you keep identifying with them as and calling them you? How will they go away? How will they be taken away from you if you keep identifying with them as though they are you?
They wouldn't if I keep doing that.
So why don't you stop?
Okay, I'm gonna stop.
No, I mean.
I need to stop.
Well, you just stop calling them you.
I'm going to stop. I'm going to stop.
Right, because you keep holding on to false identities, and how would God take it away from you when you call it you? You're holding on to it, saying that it's you.
Yes, you are right. I appreciate everything that you do. I have never, ever found another person like you on this side of heaven. And I'm telling you, I appreciate everything that you're doing for so many people. And, you know, because most of them are the children of the lie. I mean, most of them are living in their own hell.
Yes. All of them are until they overcome it.
Yes.
Are you married?
Yes, I am.
And do you obey your husband?
Yes, I do. He actually just got your the shirt, the Beware the Children of the Lie, in the mail the other day.
Nice.
Yes. And he listens to you as well. And yes, right, I do. I know my place. I know my place.
Right on. Well, what I want to encourage you to do is stay with it, number one. Stay with it, stay with it. And stay with the prayer and practice staying watching those thoughts. Don't run away from those thoughts by when you're into those thoughts, don't run away from them by, you know, getting some food or watching TV or anything at the time that you're in them. You watch them and don't bring in something to distract you from them. You just want to watch them and do nothing about it, and the Father will take them away from you.
Thank you so much. I super appreciate that.
Yeah.
Because like I said, I do good for a long while, and then sometimes I do. I end up, because I sit and I watch the thoughts. Whenever I do the silent prayer, I'm watching them, and I'm being still and knowing that he's God. And, you know, being aware of everything around me. And like I said, I do good for a little while, and then you're right. I identify with that thought, and then I have to stop myself again. Like you said, I don't get up and get something to drink, and then I sit there like, okay, and sometimes the feeling of it feels like it's going to kill you.
It is killing you, but the fake you is not you. It is dying,
yes,
but not you.
The thing that made its home inside me.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
That's the ego nature, which is not yours.
Yes.
And so when that does happen, you find yourself caught into a thought. Don't judge it. It's enough to realize you're caught in your thought, in a thought, but just come back to being present. But don't call yourself, oh, it's not working, or, oh, my God, this, my God, that. You know, just watch it and do nothing about it, and you'll be fine.
Okay. Thank you so much, Jesse.
You're welcome. I wish you well. Call me again.
I will do. We love you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And tell your husband, enjoy the shirt.
Oh, yes.
Amazing.
Right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Amazing. And speaking of shirts, July is coming fast now. July is White History Month. Get your shirts by going to rebuildingaman.com/store or julyfeelswhite.com. julyfeelswhite.com. We're about to celebrate, if the Lord is willing and decreed to arrive, 7 years of White History Month. Isn't that amazing how fast that 7 years have come? Oh, my God. So get your shirts, all right? And then follow us on social media. Like, follow, ring the bell, subscribe, and do all that good stuff. JLP on JLP Talk on X and Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. Rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson and Cozy.tv. Cozy.tv. Isn't that amazing? Get your shirt. Don't say we didn't tell you. Don't say we didn't tell you. Let me go to Nathia out of Virginia. Nathia, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Nathia.
So I just had a question and a quick comment about yesterday's debate.
Okay.
I liked it. It was very enjoyable to me.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, it really was, especially seeing Biden. I was like, Papa got to go home. He needs some sleep or something. So my question is, have you ever heard of the Project 2025 or something like that?
2025. It may have, someone may have mentioned, it sounds familiar somewhere, but I don't remember what it's about at all at this point.
Right, I just recently got word about it. And I read some about it, read some article about it. So basically it's about president getting the absolute power. He has to be Republican, though. And I don't know if that's going to be good for the country or not.
Nope.
No. Because I thought about our freedom.
Yeah. Who came up with the idea of Project 25? Where did that come from?
The Heritage Foundation. Some conservative people. I think they're doing this because they think they're doing the right thing. But I don't think it's going to be good. They're going to take our rights from us. But it's conservative. It's the Republican Party and stuff.
Oh, I see. So the anchor babe is telling me that Trump has expressed wanting to purge the government, which is good. But the Republican rightos, like the Heritage Foundation, are seemingly taking over that plan. Where you get that information from, Nick? Okay. Wikipedia about Project 25. So it sounds like Trump would like to purge the government, but then the Heritage Foundation and other Republicans are trying to take it a different direction.
Right, so Trump is not a part of that.
No.
See, they're trying to put Trump as the face of it.
Oh. What a
mess.
Yeah,
I knew something was wrong. Yeah.
Yeah. We do not want to be under the control of government, period. See what happened with the Democrats controlling us? It's a mess.
Oh, yeah. My manager and I got into it. She snapped on me. I was like, what? She found out I was a Trump supporter.
And she got mad about it?
Yeah, I thought she wanted to fight me. I had to hold on for a bit.
Really?
Back off.
Is she black?
Yeah. Yep, you know it.
Oh, no wonder. What the? And do you talk politics at work?
Well, I don't feel right talking like that, but yesterday was different. One of my coworkers came in, mentioned something to the supervisor about the debate, and I said, Sleepy Joe got to go home, go to sleep. And she got upset.
Oh, I see. Yeah, avoid talking politics at work because you may be working for and with a lot of Democrats, and Democrats don't know how to handle anything.
Oh, yeah, like four of them jumped on me or tried.
Yeah, well, don't argue with them. Just say, oh, okay.
Yeah, okay. Just keep it.
All right, thank you.
All right, you have a great one.
You too. Oh, amazing. So it was the Federalist Society that was in charge of all the appointment of Trump cabinet and even the Supreme Court. All the good that been, whatever, sarcasm.
We have a counseling service.
Back in a moment.
And I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women.
The Treasure Chest is now open on D-Live.
Around the world.
Back
most
in a moment.
People are unhappy, they're miserable,
They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that, out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Okay, welcome back. 888-775-3773. Couple quick announcements. For Cameo, I do cameos for you. Personal shout-outs for you. Personal shout-outs, right? Birthdays, wedding, anniversaries, encouragement, whatever the shout-out is, I will do it for you. Amazing shout-outs, too. Go to C-A-M-E-O, Cameo. .com/Jesse Lee Peterson, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake, H-A-K-E Report.com. And from 9 to 11, and at 12 noon, thefallenstate.tv. We have a nice surprise for you today. Thefallenstate.tv. Isn't that amazing? At 12 noon, and at 4 p.m., the American Anchor, baby. I hope you had a chance to catch it live last night. He played the debate. He presented the debate live last night, and it was amazing. So at 4 p.m., the American Anchor, baby, he's going to be flying high. Not off fentanyl, not off pot. But natural energy given to him by God. By God. At 4 p.m. And then Sunday morning fellowship for all at 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. Doors open at 10:30 a.m. Pacific time. And if you're not in L.A. and can't make it in person, go to rebuildingtheman.com/church. Rebuildingtheman.com/church. All right? Amazing. What? So let me do this. Let's take some super chats, and then we get back to the phone. Super, super, super.
Super chats.
Charles bought a coffee on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Jesse, I wish you well. It's my birthday today. I'm 30. Going on a trip with my girlfriend to Japan for 3 weeks. Please pray for safe travels. I'll be in Japan celebrating White History Month.
Be safe. Watch yourself. And I hope you're not paying for her trip. Make her pay for her own. Don't be paying for the hotel, the flight, and all that. You will regret it. But have fun. And happy White History Month. Thank you.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, Terry says, biblical question answer.
Why is evil able to work with you?
Evil is able to work with me because I'm not being in the present with God, but in my thoughts with the devil. Every day I have to remind myself all thoughts are all lies all the time. Three diamond emojis.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Terry.
I put my 2 cents in on Sunday. And this is Court.
That's Court.
Court, thank you for the book. I appreciate it, Court. Amazing. Thank you.
Amazing.
No Fear, Just Faith says that debate was final proof. It's time to sunset Joe Biden. Trump was very kind to Joe because he knows Joe is in really bad shape.
Yeah.
Thank God Trump loves the country enough to run for president. God bless Joe Biden. He really needs to go somewhere and sit down.
We talked about the debate in the first hour today. So if you missed it, podcast the first hour. I had all my experts here, and they were giving you their expert opinions on the debate last night. And it was, I had no idea. Remember I said, wait and see, right? I'm glad. Because it was very, very interesting. And it went nothing like what the imagination was telling me. And so I wasn't disappointed because I had no plan, no idea what it was going to be. So it was amazing, though. It really was. And it really showed, though, how the Democratic Party, Joe Biden, his family, they don't care about Joe Biden at all. Zero. It is all about self. They can care less. They want power and money, so-called power, perceived power, wealth. They can care less. Two hoops and a holler about Joe Biden. Thank you.
Luke bought a coffee. How do you say Nicaragua?
Don't make me do that.
He also asks,
should I
forgive my parents even if I don't feel resentment from them?
Well, you should do it when you see for yourself that you have anger toward them. You got to see it. All people have anger toward their parents. That's what it means to honor them, to go and forgive them. It doesn't mean you got to take care of them unless you want to, but not out of guilt. You don't have to hang out, call every day and all that unless you want to. But that's not going to be even key like that until you see that you resent them and go and forgive them. You'll be free. But do it. Don't do it because I said it. Only when you see it, then you'll be fine. Thank you.
Space is Fake bought three coffees. Good morning, JSC and the experts. Last night I heard Trump and Biden talk a lot about what they did for blacks and Mexicans. What about us whites?
What about us? You know, that's a really good point. I'm sick of hearing what you're going to do for the blacks. Blacks are American citizens, do those who are American citizens. And it should be about America, not a color.
Indeed.
And everybody should be treated the same under the Constitution. So I absolutely agree. Amazing. Thank you.
S-word chocolate says amazing.
S-word chocolate?
Sexual.
Oh. What the?
You asked.
Amazing.
I disavow.
Thank you.
Roy, Mr. Roy, says, I believe I'm going to marry her, Jesse Lee.
Marry who?
Her. These are Cash App donations. Bond JLP on Cash
App.
So
that's the one that gone on the trip?
No. Oh. It's two completely different people. That's Charles. And
oh,
then
yeah.
This is Roy.
Right. Well, wish you well, Roy. Amazing.
Ree Cedar Bear bought a coffee. Do you find it strange that the one thing Trump and Biden agree on is undying support of Israel? It's like they're competing in who can give more Israel more American money and bombs.
Israel is our friend. And if it wasn't for Judaism, there would be no Christianity. Be grateful. I don't know about the money stuff because I don't know how all that worked. But I do know that Israel is our friend. Thank you.
C bought a coffee. Jesse, I didn't watch the debate, but another listener, Boo, sent me Joe waving at no audience, laughing face. Poor Joe. Of course, Jill doesn't care as long as she gets her money. Typical white woman. Money on wings, cash. They're cooking up another person to replace him as we speak and plot to stop Donald Trump from getting into the White House again.
I know that. I thought that Joe Biden was waving at the moderators. I didn't see him do that.
That's funny.
But did you see that?
Uh-uh.
Oh, you didn't see him walk out?
No, I missed the first 15, 20 minutes.
Did you see him walk out, Hussar?
Walk out in the beginning?
Yeah, when they announced him and they introduced him, he walked out on the stage.
Oh.
And he was waving, but I was thinking it was at the moderator.
Yeah, I did see that.
Did you think he thought he was waving to an audience or the moderator?
I don't know, maybe, you know, maybe just to the TV cameras, to the people at home.
Oh, you thought he was waving to the people at home?
maybe for the TV, you know.
What? Amazing. Thank you, C.I. Amazing.
You're an old chill that says, I still, even though I've been following Jesse for almost 10 years, get amped up at my kid or old lady, even people I don't know. But I don't hate anymore. That's what's key. And people don't seem to know it.
Amazing. Thank you. What does it mean, amped up there?
Amped up, animated, excited. Oh. Could be even call it angry. I'm not sure. But so, I'm putting words in his mouth.
Right. Because he's saying that he doesn't get angry at them, right?
He says he doesn't hate anymore.
Oh, okay. Nice. Thank you.
Shout out to the top contributors on DLive. Kid Combo 1, Games for Rec, 555555565, Kilo Alpha Tango, Cactus Eater Bear, and the rest of the supporters. Thank you over there on the DLive crew.
Thank you.
Valerie bought a coffee saying, stay with it.
Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
JV, the Great Three Coffees Project 2025 has nothing to do with taking anyone's rights away. It's a conservative plan to give more power and freedom to the people. Trump didn't create the project, but it's to cut government employees and programs that have a stronghold on society. Nothing to do with giving someone absolute power or any of that. So that's just, yeah, he goes on and on.
Yeah, I heard about that before, but I forgot about it until right now. And then I don't know a lot about it, but we'll check into it and see what's up with it.
Yeah, when I searched it up, it's about giving Trump some backup in his executive branch, because right now everybody is undermining him.
Oh.
So it was specifically to help Trump.
But I would like for Trump to be the president forever.
Yeah, me too.
Be like Putin.
He says, black people, relax. It's just a scare tactic. Nobody wants to take our rights away. Well, I don't know about that one, JV the Great, but with that specific project, it's just trying to fix the situation.
But this, whatever it is done by the Republicans, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What a mess. Okay. Thank you.
River B, it's bought five or three coffees. Hey, Jesse. Called a few years ago, shared my story about my single mother upbringing with no father. Since I called you, I reconnected with my father and truly forgave her, and we have a beautiful relationship. Thank you for your teachings. Love you, man.
You're welcome. Stay with it. There's nothing like a return to the father. Every soul yearn for a return to the father. That's what it's all about. It ain't about more money. It's not about getting married, having children. It's not about where you live or how you live or who you live with or blah, blah, blah. It's about a return to the Father. It's not about a new job. But the mind will make you think that's what it's all about. And then other people will tell you that too. But it is about, for every human being, a yearning for the Father. Now, every human being, most are not going to take it. They're not going to accept that because they love the lie. They love the misery. And they love revenge on others, so they're not going to take that. But for those who want to be free, it is about a return to the Father. You've been turned away, so you're lost out there in the wilderness. It is about a return to the Father. Amazing. Thank you.
And over on DLive, I think they saw one more. Link gave a tip, Fallen State guest request. And he also likes your Not Choosing Sides church service.
Right on.
Thank you, Link, for the tip. Send your tips to the producer.
Thank you, Tip. His name,
Link.
Tip?
Link. Link sent a tip.
Oh, thank you, Link, for the tip. Not Choosing Side is a perfect way to live. Not Choosing Side. And that's the hardest thing for human beings to do, is not choosing side. But try it and see what happens. It's going to feel funny because your mind will try to tell you, you got to take mama's side or daddy's side or that person's side or those people's side or those people's side. But you don't. And you got to have the courage not to. And you will not regret it Matter of fact, you'll be so grateful you never took sides. Isn't that amazing? You're not obligated to do that. Give it a good try. Amazing. Thank you. And check out that fellowships when we discuss that at rebuildingtheman.com/church. rebuildingtheman.com/church. Amazing.
And thank you, guys. That's all for now.
Thank you all. I do appreciate it. Let me go quickly to Canada and talk to Jamil. Let's see here. Blah, 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 blah. Jamil, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Yo, Jesse, how you doing?
All is well.
I appreciate you. The last time I called, you helped me a lot. I'm very grateful. I want to say that first and foremost.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I'm calling you now. Just a couple of quick things. The first thing is that I've been doing the silent prayer, and I still do my regular prayer that I've always grown up knowing to do the way that I do. You understand?
Yes.
But one thing that I realize is that when I'm doing that regular prayer that I've been used to doing, that it gets to a point where I don't even I'm talking and the talking stops. And I realize that I start to observe everything just naturally. And I notice that it's been affecting me both while I'm awake and conscious, as well as when I wake up from sleep. Like when I wake up from my sleep, I start to immediately diagnose all the thoughts that are coming in. And I believe it's because of the silent prayer. Like the first time I ever called you, you said it was the reason why I'm going through certain things because the devil was talking to me before I went to sleep.
Yeah.
So as I'm sleeping, he's still doing it. And one of the things that happened is now I'm waking up and it doesn't really, I believe in the silent prayer wholeheartedly, but you said yourself, trust no man, you know?
Yeah.
So I have to observe what I'm going through when I'm listening to you and when I'm doing what I'm doing. And make that transition in a peaceful way. That's what I'm trying to do. But I noticed that when I wake up immediately, I'm seeing everything. And the silent prayer is terrifying. It's terrifying to me because I feel the fear going through my body. Like, I don't feel it. I know I'm being watched. I know it. I'm aware of it. And I don't want to sound like a madman, but these are things that are happening to me. And I'm saying to myself, like, I never had this feeling before. Is it okay if I do my normal prayer? And is it God that's telling me shut up? And I go into that zone of paying attention to the thoughts because I'm talking as I'm praying. And then all of a sudden, the talking just stops. And I realize that I was talking. And I don't have to talk no more. And then I start to realize that, like, for example, like, I realized that I was judging somebody close to me in my life. I realized it, and I couldn't believe it. I thought that I was trying to be a leader, trying to love them, trying to be a father. And I realized that I was doing none of that. All I was doing was judging that person. And it came to me, when you said to me the devil was talking to me, even before I was going to sleep, I woke up realizing that in that dream, he kept sending me images, the devil, of people that I love hurting me. And I wake up with that hate, and I never saw it before, but the dream was there for many years now, over 10 years. I've been dealing with this dream, but I never paid attention to it. How do I deal with that fear, Jesse? It's crippling. It's crippling. I feel it in my skin. I feel it in my skin, but I know I have to go through it. I know I have to.
And so your question is, how do you deal with the dream?
Yeah, because the dreams are very intense. They're very, very intense to the point where I wake up and I feel as though when I wake up with the realization, I know for a fact, like I woke up the other day and something hit me in my head. Like without question, something hit me. But it wasn't like a blow that would leave a swell. It was like a pressure. But I know something hit me. I know it without question. But I only know that because I'm aware as soon as I wake up, because now I realize that I'm double-minded. The Bible says a double-minded man is an unstable man. So I realize now that I'm going through that prayer that was worshiping the devil and the prayer that wants to worship nothing other than the Almighty. And as I'm doing that now, it's like I'm getting blows in many different ways.
Let me ask you this. So, when you pray with words, what do you say? Give me an idea of what you say.
When I pray with words, I pray to the Almighty. First of all, I say Heavenly Father, because I used to be questioning if Jesus is God. And I don't believe that anymore. And I know in my gut that it's not true. But the devil says, how do you know? So what I do is I created this habit, and I know it's a bad habit, but it's the only thing I have right now to guide me.
Because of time here, what do you say when you pray with words?
I say, Heavenly Father, guard me as I sleep, guard my heart, and guard my thoughts. The enemy has no business there. He doesn't pay rent here. Just guard my thoughts as I sleep. So every time I go to sleep, I just ask the Heavenly Father to guard my thoughts.
And so when you do your little God, your thought prayer, do you do the silent prayer?
Yes and no. And I do lapse on the silent prayer specifically at night. I notice that at nighttime, I go through the day, and I notice that I am conquered. So that when I go home, I can't really do the silent prayer. But what I noticed the other night was that even at nighttime, what's happening is that I just stop talking as I'm praying.
So let me ask, you're not doing the silent prayer in the morning and night?
I'm doing it morning and night, Jesse.
Oh, okay.
I'm doing it morning and night. But what I'm saying is that I noticed that even if I don't want, something's telling me don't do the silent prayer, just do the hoop and holler, I noticed that I automatically just shut up. So I'm wondering if it's God telling me to shut up. I'm aware of it.
Well, and I'm going to have to run. You can call me again. But the one thing for sure, to be still and know God is the way to go. Because when you do all the word prayer, you don't know what you want. You don't know what to pray for. So it's all vanity.
You're right.
And you're praying to evil.
No, you're absolutely right. And I noticed that, and I mentioned that the last time to you. Real quick before you go. I don't know if you guys want to switch presidents with prime minister over here. You could do that if you want to. We'll be okay.
No, we don't need it. That'll be fine. Thank you. We got enough problems in here. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it.
All right. Take it easy.
All right, buddy. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Oregon. Miguel, first time caller out of Oregon. Miguel, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Hey.
Hey, I got, I think, two questions.
Okay.
Does the future exist?
No.
When will you answer the biblical question of this week?
On Sunday.
When is that?
Sunday.
Is that in the future?
Miguel, I got to run, but I can't play right now. 888-7753. Call me next week, and we'll have a little bit more time to play. I'm looking at the clock here. Let me go to Brent out of Sacramento. Brent been waiting a while as well. Call me Monday, Miguel, and then you can ask me crazy stuff. Brent, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. How you doing?
All is well.
Yeah, it is. So I was just wanted to talk a little bit about the Old Testament.
Okay.
I know I've called in before about the Old Testament. Most people, the Israelites, the Old Testament really does not work. Because most of the Israelites, all the Israelites that would go to the synagogue and read and study the Old Testament, not all, but most, completely rejected Jesus. They were all lost in their thoughts and judging and hierarchy. Even as disciples, they kept arguing amongst themselves who was the greatest. And Jesus kept telling them, no, you got it wrong. Or the people would say, who really is my neighbor? Love your neighbor, but hate your enemy. So it wasn't until Jesus came and the gospel came and that message of love and forgiveness that really set the true path in front of us.
Well, that's what the New Testament is all about.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I have studied the other religions before, like the young Muslim man was talking about.
Yes.
Just my personal opinion about Islam is that it is the Old Testament without Jesus. Because I know that the Muslims do respect Jesus as a prophet, but because they don't see him as God's son, they put more weight on Muhammad's words than Jesus.
Amazing.
So they kind of miss the message of love that the New Testament gives us.
Brett, I appreciate it. I'm sorry, man. I'm out of time. I got to run. The Hate Report is coming up. Thank you, Brent. The Hate Report is coming up now. And after the Hate Report at 12, the Fallen State. And then at 4 p.m., the American Anchor Baby. And then I'll see you on Sunday, if the Lord is willing, and the creek don't rise, at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com and tune the Super Chats and the callers that are still here. I'm out of time. I am out of time. Have a safe weekend and get on that straight and narrow path and stay there, stay there, stay there. And when you've done all you can do to stay there some more. All right? Amazing feedback today on the show. I really, really appreciate it. Have a good weekend. The Hate Report is coming up now. And again, thank you for your super chat, your donation, and everything. I do appreciate it. Have a good day. Have a good day and a good weekend. Amazing. Amazing! So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at RebuildingTheMan.com/church. So I asked the question, are you better than a child molester? I've discovered over the 30 years of counseling, the one thing that's missing, the one thing that's missing, and I think because it's not taught in the homes or talked about, we don't have examples of it, right, is love. Our theme this year is to bring back Christianity, to love God with all our heart, soul, and might, our neighbor as ourselves, and to endure. And there, when you're in a fallen state, people will judge the molester but think they're better than the molester. And I ask, well, why do you think you're better? What I realize, it doesn't matter what you think about yourself or how much you have or don't have or how you accomplish things in life or don't. If you have no love, you have nothing.